Down goes Stafford. Second down, four-man rush, and drop for the second time is Stafford. And Stafford had no chance. 1:30 to go until halftime, and sacked for the third time is Stafford. Down for the fourth time today goes Stafford. He is dropped for a fifth time. Blitz coming, and Stafford is laid out by Mackenzie Alexander. The Vikings defense again, and after first not getting there, Griffin tracks him down from behind and 8 sacks. That will tie Vikings franchise record for most sacks in a game of 9. And that is a Minnesota franchise record, 10th sack.
SOL, same old lines.
Poppin'. It's the Monday show from the DealsNadie.com studios. It's the Drew and Mike program. And you heard Matt Stafford getting sacked 10 times against the Vikings.
Yikes.
My God. Did this line score late TD, didn't they?
12 boy. You know what's funny? I don't even know. I don't even know. 20, we were watching when they had 6. Oh, no. Is that what the final was?
No, I thought it was a late field goal.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Yeah, that's right, because they kicked a field goal, and we were wondering. But it was a 3-possession game, so it kind of made sense, I suppose. I just like in that montage that the Viking horn. It's pretty cool. After every sack, though.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what they should really
play. I
got
to tell you. After the whole thing about the reporter's posture and Golden Tate this week.
You better have good posture in his post-game press conference.
Yeah, I think this coach is going to start getting some heat again, which he already was getting. I think it's going to get a little nastier.
He's not going anywhere, though.
No, he's not going anywhere, but, you know, this is the New England contingent now. We have the general manager. We have the coach. We've got how many years of draft picks from Quinn?
Is it 3?
3, I think, yeah.
That's... Yeah, yeah. Just saying.
Don't be a dick unless you're winning. That's totally fine.
Absolutely. I was stunned by that. I thought that was so dumb.
Yeah.
And if anybody says, oh, well, that's what Bill Belichick does, but that's Bill Belichick. He has multiple Super Bowl wins. Matt Patricia has none. He's 3-5 as a head coach.
That's 3.
And... this whole business of hiring Patriot people to get the Patriot sauce or magic seems to me hasn't gone all that well.
Oh,
I was thinking about Scott Pioli. Where's Scott Pioli now? Is he still in Kansas City?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Scott Pioli is the assistant general manager of the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So he's been downgraded.
Well, he made a lot of money, though, for a while.
Josh McDaniel.
He went back
with the Patriots. Yeah,
everything's cool. Don't worry about him.
He has to learn more about the secret sauce before he goes out on his own again.
I think my favorite is still Charlie Weiss.
Yeah.
And I think he's off the books at a lot of those schools, but at one time he was being paid by Notre Dame, by Kansas, and I believe by Florida, and he wasn't coaching.
Well, you got to hand it to him.
That's pretty amazing.
Made the most out of it.
Good for you, Charlie.
Anyway, I really don't want to talk about the Lions. It's such a tired subject. Honest to God, I turn on 97.1 after another Lions loss, and I feel like they could just play the show from last year, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But
people like to bitch about it, so...
I'm just stunned that I'm going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth still on Matt Stafford, who I really do. I mean, I've said it a million times. I like him. I think he's a good leader. I think he's a good guy. I just am starting to feel like he's got something inside him that keeps him from being, because they've had this offense for a while now. They've been adding good players. They've been adding better players.
Oh, maybe that's why the offense was so bad today, because there was no Golden Tate.
They have running back. They can run the ball now.
I think that'll be a very hot take tomorrow.
Oh, Golden Tate.
You lose Golden Tate, you lose all the production.
That's
why he was sacked 10 times.
I think Golden Tate was a big part of the offense.
He was. And actually, there were some sacks that could be attributed to Golden Tate not being there because...
he gets open.
The replacement, Theo Riddick, was a loss in a few of them, but whatever. It doesn't matter. They weren't going to win that game.
Well, I don't know why they couldn't win that game. It's a conference opponent with a 4-3 record. They're not that good. Made some dumb mistakes. Well, actually, when you get sacked 10 times, it's pretty hard to win.
Yeah, some of those are his fault, too. It's the NFL. He's an NFL quarterback.
He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Brady. I thought he was one of those guys that in year 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 was going to sort of hit a new plateau.
Why?
Because I thought he was getting better. I really did. I mean, I think he has to some degree.
16, sat, hot.
There's some audio from the Vikings game today. But I'm...
Part 2! Let's do it!
And I could never quite figure out what is it he's lacking. He's got a great arm. He's really pretty accurate. He doesn't throw as many interceptions as he used to throw. But I think he still tries to do too much, as evidenced by the
late pitch out.
Yeah.
Option run that isn't in the playbook.
That was quite something.
I know.
That's a little bit of desperation. And then he tried to squeeze that pass in late last week when they were down.
Yep.
And got intercepted on the 1 yard line or whatever. Anyway, Lions are 3-5, and coach is a dick. And I don't think anybody's going to let him get away with it.
Pretty much all the same.
Yeah, so there. Saturday, Michigan beat the tar out of Penn State at home.
Oh, what a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I feel like Michigan is, not only are they playing great, they're getting breaks.
I know.
When you combine those two things, that is really hard to... I mean, the way their defense is playing.
They are scoring high on my luckometer. You are very well of my luckometer ratings during games.
I never knew what the returned blocked field goal... Not that that would have made a difference. It wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But why was that called back?
There were three penalties.
What did Penn State do?
You can see it on the replay on TV, which, yeah, I watched film. You can see him dive into his legs. He doesn't really chop him, but he dove into his legs in the open field.
Was it a picky penalty?
No, it's legit. You can't do that.
And Michigan did the same thing on the same play?
Yeah, the kicker did at the very end of the play. And then,
how often does that happen?
And then the ref ran into Harbaugh. I think it was Harbaugh. It was one of the coaches he ran into, which was the interference on the sideline.
And it also says here that Penn State prefers to be losing at halftime because at Penn State they like when you're a little behind in the locker room.
Yes.
But all that was a moot point because they fumbled.
They fumbled, yeah.
And then that is one of those lucky plays, which is just, oh, oops. And then the ball's sitting on the ground, and honestly, anybody can fall on it, and your guy falls on it, and it's lucky. But I'll take it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how old should you be to stay away from Penn State?
And then Minnesota picked up the fumble today, and they ran it in.
Yeah, anybody could have fallen on that. There's a lot of luck involved in fumbles, but that fumble was made by both those teams.
And where that'll matter is in a close game, if there is a close game, because honest to God, I didn't think you could really... I think you can go far with defense in college football. I don't think you can go all the way. I mean, you got to have the offense to go with it. But that defense is really something else. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they're getting deeper because of with Gary being out and seeing Uche play and Quiddy Pay play.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. How many yards does Penn State have? Anybody know?
I think 178-ish.
178.
And I believe most of that was on the last life-confirming drive to score touchdowns,
yes.
So we're not shut out on the road.
Would you like to go to Neverland Ranch, a Catholic church, or Penn State University? We're having fun here, aren't we? 2 Penn State administrators walk into a butt.
I was just laughing. You saw all the texts I was sending you about James Franklin's decisions.
Yeah.
Like calling a timeout before you punt.
He had a couple of... another one I'll tell you was that...
I think you sent me something
when he didn't go for him fourth down.
Yeah,
and I agreed with
inches.
You. But you know what's interesting about that? He slid. I thought he had the first down.
I thought he did too. I thought it was a bad spot.
And I thought that was weird that they didn't review that. But it was a good break, and it didn't matter. Penn State was going to lose that game by a lot of points. But it's just when you combine the way they're playing with a little bit of luck, it's pretty hard to beat.
Penn State administrator walks into a bar. Where's that smile? How about this one? Joe Paterno doesn't walk into a police station.
We love you, Joe.
I like him over Ohio State at Ohio State, and I would never say that.
Hey, you got to beat Rutgers first.
Oh, boy. I know what a blowout that's going to be. They got Indiana and Rutgers. I mean, that's a pretty easy breezy there.
Well, we'll see. Indiana could be tough.
gives them plenty of time to look ahead to Ohio State. And who's Ohio State's got to play? Michigan State and who
else? Yeah. God, I don't know who else they have. Let me look it up.
Their next two are on the road, MSU and somewhere else.
But if they
lose a game, though, Michigan wins the Big Ten outright.
I believe, well, as long as we beat that tough Indiana team.
I don't think it's
maybe. Maryland. They got Maryland.
Actually, Ohio State, they've struggled with a lot of these teams. They're just a half-assed.
They're Nebraska.
They're a half-assed version of themselves.
That Nebraska, I watched a lot of that game. It was pretty hilarious.
I didn't start watching until Ohio State started playing better, so they, you know, I missed that part. But
you saw the sweet kickoff after Nebraska's first touchdown, right?
No, what happened?
They had a kickoff that went -5 yards.
What?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I honestly don't know if this guy was trying to onside kick it, or and he just totally biffed it, or if he was legitimately trying to kick it deep, but he like kicked it with his heel backwards.
What?
Yeah. It's really funny.
I think I need to see that.
It's right here. So he goes to kick it, and he just missed it. He straight up missed the ball.
He missed the ball.
I think he's trying to onside it. Like he's trying to kick the top of it to make it.
Oh, nuts. Yeah. It looks like he's trying to sweep it from the side.
Yeah, and so he whiffs, and it just slides the wrong way.
Well,
womp, womp.
We're always busting Maz's balls about everything and then some. That being said, as it turns out, all the Zod Ford customers that buy from Maz actually love Maz. Let's listen to some of his online reviews. I went to Zot Ford because of the Drew and Mike podcast. Zot salesman Maz is on every week, and I found his discussions about working at Zot and how hard he works to get someone. Hard he works?
When he's on the clock.
Worth a shot. I'll just read his copy. I was interested in a 2013 Ford Fiesta. Took it for a test drive. Tom said he can get me a new car for a better rate. Whoa, did he ever. Their deal was amazing. I'm over the moon excited. Maz worked hard with his finance team and got my car. They will really work hard to get our people in the wheels they want. I mean, you can only go so far. But anyway, I never dreamed I could afford the monthly payment range I needed. I put 58 miles on the 2018 Ford Focus SEL since I bought it. I love it. Go to Zot Ford and Holly. They will hook you up. Ask for Maz.
I have a Maz text thing I need to read back at some point.
Okay. Sales staff is excellent,
bullshit.
Tom. Maz way goes out of his way to make the process of buying cars seamless as possible. Clean lobby. Hey, Noah noted the clean lobby. Somebody cleans that lobby and Noah noticed it.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean Maz away.
And they have massage chairs. Get ready, though. Maz is about to be hit with the shoveling part of the job.
Oh, that's right. It's coming back.
It's a sales and shoveling job, and he doesn't like that part.
Ooh, he is going to be pretty upset about it.
Those are some good reviews, though, Maz. If you want an awesome deal from a ridiculous guy, go visit Tom Mazaway and our friends at Zot Ford and Holly or surf their sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche is busy. You know, they got the new HD liposuction, and they got those beautiful pictures at DRROCHE. You can see how they take somebody with the love handles, and the next thing you know, her ass is looking really pretty damn sharp, and she's got that shapely female figure we all
nice.
Like so much. Yeah, it's very nice. And I talked to Gray on the phone about that, and he said, yeah, I've learned a lot about that. I really enjoyed doing that. Those are some good pictures. It's quite pleased.
Nice.
And, of course, boobs, always boobs, liposuction, diva. We know what we do with all these things. Body tight, it's your body tight. A lot of people tightening up their stomachs, their necks, their jawline. Maybe they get a facelift. They get some fat fat injected into those tired, worn-out skin areas with wrinkles. That mm-hmm. fat just plumps it up, gives you that youthful look. And then the body tight on the jawline and the neck. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, you're looking mighty refreshed. Plus the Juvederm, the Botox, whatever you like to do to your face.
You're loaded with confidence.
Yeah. I mean, maybe going to class reunion or you're out in the singles market or something like that.
Hey, we're talking tits.
Yeah, you can... We could talk tits, too. That's a good way to re-enter the singles market. 248-338-1110. 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche for a consult. And from there...
So can I talk about this Maz thing?
Yeah, what happened?
So I had asked him if he wanted
to... He always make his way into the show. It's incredible.
He can be a lot of work sometimes.
Tom?
Yeah.
Via text, even?
So I asked him... If he wanted to go to the
Get
game,
to the point.
But I'd asked Bentley too, and I said, I told Tom on Tuesday, I said, you know, Jim might want to go, but I'll let you know. And Jim went to the game with me, so I called Tom and said, you know, sorry, I can't take you. And he was fine with it. He's cool. He's like, that's okay. So then I had two more tickets pop open. And I called him. I said, Tom, do you want to go to the game? I got two tickets. He goes, I just committed to going to a party. And I said, okay, you can't cancel it. He goes, literally like 10 minutes ago. I said, no. Okay, well, let me know.
What party was this?
I don't know. Apparently it's very important.
Wow.
So what's funny is when Thomas
he did bring Abby to a game, Lily hasn't been to a game. Or no, he brought Maddie to the game. Lily hasn't been to a game.
How did you know that?
Because he brought him to the tailgate. He brought Maddie to the tailgate.
Yeah.
So there was the Lily and the Abby issues hanging over him. I had to turn down two tickets.
I don't know.
So. I hope nobody in the household finds out there were two tickets available for Penn State.
Oh, no. The whole household knows.
Oh, okay.
So he's really funny. Whenever he has bad news, he just texts you back. If it's good news, he'll call. I've come to find that out about him.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he didn't reply, and I wrote him. I go, wrote any answer, and he goes, I'm out. Thanks for asking. And I just wrote, never again! Because it's like the fifth time I've invited
never
him.
Again.
Where he's just hasn't been able to go for whatever
Mother
reason.
Mother effer.
And he just wrote back, really? It's too late? And I just wrote, for you it is. So then he calls me back.
What?
This is probably a half hour later.
Back in play?
He goes, did you sell those two tickets? And I said, yeah, I'm on my way to pick them up because my parents had to go to my parents. And he goes, Lily really wants to go. She's never been to the big house.
Oh.
I said,
I tell you what, Maddie had a good time. I bet she talked about that.
Daddy.
I said, well, Lily's on the list of people whose back we have. So I'm all for her. I want her to go to the game. What's the issue? She was committed to babysitting.
Oh.
And I said, well, have her call in sick.
That's tough because she's, you know, earning that pool.
You got it.
And the car.
So he's like, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. And I said,
what a dilemma. Oh, my
God.
He said,
20 minutes, Tom. I go, I need to make a decision in 10 minutes. It depends which way I go. So he writes back.
Crap.
Of course, doesn't call. He just texts back because it's bad news. Kathy's putting her foot down. Lily's working in all caps.
Oh, boy.
And he says, thanks. I love you.
Thank God for Kathy.
And I wrote, I'll pay Lily to go to the game. She can babysit Jim Bentley. And then he writes, by the way, that was 2 minutes.
Look at Maz collapsing.
And he said, I couldn't deal with being abused by both of you.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, Kathy, what a battle Kathy must have.
And then he
said, with Maz collapsing at every opportunity.
Son of a bitch.
Trust me, I would love to go there, bring Lily, and sit in the posh seats with the Fellhauer gang, but I have to pick my battles. And I wrote, what's the last battle you've won? You've lost about 18 in a row.
You won the swimming pool.
I said, the war is over.
Silverdome sign, he lost that one.
How do you think he replied to, the war is over?
He might have agreed with you.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I was disheveled.
I get to stay in my own home with my kids. That's all I need.
He can
do
when
you
those,
think that'd be
what,
okay?
What is he going to do when the kids move out?
What's if you had a 16-year-old, would you be okay if she canceled a babysitting appointment?
No, I would think that was wrong. I would, at a last-minute kind of thing like that, maybe, because then the people have to find another babysitter, too.
That's exactly what Tom said to me. And I said, but if it was me, depending what I had going on, if I knew what it was for and it was a couple hours ahead, I kind of would understand. I'd never hire again, but I'd understand.
No, I think Kathy's right on that one. I'm going to go with Kathy. It seems like I always go with Kathy.
Don't you think Tom could have brought someone else?
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. Probably. A Michigan game against Penn State? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So wait, so he only wanted to go with Lily?
I guess.
Maybe Tom would have had to cancel something.
Wait,
maybe Tom had work. He would have had to cancel.
Think about it. Why didn't he just bring Kathy?
There
must, you know what? There must be more to it.
Let's not open that hornet's nest.
There must be more to it than that.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow.
I wonder what this party was all about.
Is there some reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline?
We have a few numbers if we want to give them a shot today.
Besides, I know you had some numbers, possible numbers. Boy, there's a lot of numbers. Brandon has four numbers for the guy Alec Baldwin assaulted. I'm almost tempted to call them all just to see.
Well,
I don't think he's going to talk to us, though. He's keeping a low profile.
He has a pretty unique name, so I don't know how many individuals in the United States actually would have that name. The problem is he's just got a bunch of numbers. He's just listed a bunch of times.
Why is this guy so listed?
How do you pronounce that first name, Drew?
Wojciech Szczykowski.
His buddies just call him Tom.
Wojo. He probably goes by Wojo.
He doesn't go by Wojo.
And maybe he does.
That's a great name.
That could be a way to get him to stay on the phone. Or Woj. He's got to go by Woj. It's W-O-J.
That's the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
C-I-E-C-H. Woj. He's got to go by Woj, right?
probably.
And he's got the Owski at the end, like Wojanowski.
I don't know. Well, why does he start writing for the news then? Basically the same person.
He could write a lot right now and probably get a lot of clicks. I got to read Alec Baldwin's tweet.
Oh, he tweeted out about it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what an asshole.
He is such a dick. Oh, my God. It is the most pretentious tweet. And by the way, no apology or anything like it. But he never apologizes for anything.
Did
Alec Baldwin.
When he tweeted about it, did he promote his show on ABC tonight?
I don't think he did. And actually, you know, I read a couple articles about, and I read more than a couple articles about it today. And one of them was ragging because ABC and NBC don't seem to have a problem with him. And both of them have been very judgmental about their talent recently. ABC with, I guess Roseanne was the example. I'm just parroting the article. I'm not saying this is my own opinion. The Megyn Kelly thing I thought was really heavy-handed. They should have just said, her ratings were bad. We went out of the deal. I think they thought they had some negotiating power by saying, she dared to bring up blackface. And by the way, I don't know if it went unnoticed last night when Saturday Night Live did the joke where they put her in blackface when they have employees who have worn blackface on their own show.
It was a mud mask was what they put her in.
Yeah, but they kind of implied that she wouldn't have a problem doing that when they have people on that show who've done it. And they also have another person on the show who assaulted someone the day before, and there were no Alec Baldwin jokes about that or his low ratings on ABC. I realized that, too, when I read the story.
In 1992, I had sex with the Queen of Monaco. I had my entire fist up her ass.
And
jeez,
I didn't go into the show thinking, oh, I can't wait for an Alec Baldwin joke. But I was reading today, and USA Today had a headline to the effect that SNL passes on Alec Baldwin jokes or something like that.
Well, there was one joke.
Well, it wasn't about him assaulting, and it was a joke about, it was a joke from the show.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I wouldn't say, I thought that was a real pussy way out, by the way.
Is it in which the Fox News anchors said, like, former actor or something like that, former disgraced actor, Alec Baldwin?
Yeah, him hitting on Adam Sandler in that skit.
Yeah.
It was
Canteen Boy.
Yeah, and of course the whole audience thought that was really funny.
Canteen Boy was a good skit.
It's awesome.
Let's see.
I forgot about that skit.
So what is it? Do people, anytime something bad happens, they're not supposed to have a show?
Is that what social media says? I think what USA Today was suggesting was, oh, they give passes to people they like.
Of course they do. That's how the fucking world works.
Yeah, but comedy's supposed to be an equal opportunity offender.
Oh, but that is so ended.
Well, no, it's, yeah,
I agree.
It's
so ended.
I agree. It has SNL. It comes from a certain place now, and I think a lot of people feel that it didn't used to do that.
No, but I mean the PC culture has ended that stuff, too.
Thank God for South Park.
Why would PC culture say you couldn't tell a joke about Alec Baldwin?
Well, no, just in general, you're not allowed to tell. People don't want Louis C.K. to come back. And his
I'm focused on SNL, which
I just mean in general. If you do something,
they gave Harvey Weinstein a joke. They even excused themselves by saying, "Ah, it's an East Coast thing." It didn't go over in roll call or something. I don't know what they said.
The only point I'm trying to make is, it's like when something bad happens on either side. Now everybody feels that person should lose their job.
Well, no, Alec Baldwin's not going to lose his job. I don't want him to lose his job. I don't want Megyn Kelly to lose her job.
I don't think Roseanne should have been fired.
Megyn Kelly should have lost her job because her ratings were bad. And so should
Alec Baldwin.
And yeah, exactly. Well,
from ABC, but NBC.
You know, SNL made jokes about Eddie Murphy movies bombing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't make a joke about Alec Baldwin?
No, because they still need him.
You could do a million jokes about him. Anyway, here's his tweet. Normally, I would not comment on something as... Oh, and if you didn't know, he assaulted someone. He was arrested for assaulting someone over a parking space. He had a friend saving a parking space, and someone just drove in the space and was putting money in the meter.
Did they say how this friend was saving the space?
He's probably just
standing there, I think.
Blocking it.
You can't do that.
Well, that's what Mr. Masway does. Maz's dad.
Well, maybe we should get Sam Masway to comment on the Baldwin story.
I think Sam moves a car in there pretty quick. I don't know how long they... Yeah, that would be... Well, let's do that tomorrow. Put that on the list. That'll be a reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline. No, this is Alex. So then apparently he went apeshit on this guy and shoved him. And then the guy shoved him back. And allegedly Baldwin punched him in the face. And that's a witness account and the victim's account. The victim went to the hospital, which he's apparently okay. It's not a big deal.
He dry gulched you?
Did he go to the hospital because it was Alec Baldwin and he could sue him?
I don't know.
Did he go to the hospital because he was hurt?
I can't say that for myself, but the guy is not a lowlife. He's a marathon runner, and he seems to me he was running something.
Didn't he survive the Boston bombing?
Yes, he did.
Why do we know so much about this guy?
Well, because he was in the news in 2013, whatever year the Boston bombing was. So I think he was sort of a known commodity.
I'm sure he's fine. He's trying to find a parking spot in a nice part of Manhattan in Greenwich Village.
So then Alec Baldwin, after this is reported that he punched this guy and he was arrested, and I would think, I would imagine it had to be significant for Alec Baldwin to get arrested and taken in. That would be my guess, but I don't know. I didn't see it. He also has quite a history of having a temper, which the Daily Mail ran down.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Normally, I would not comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion...
We knock it off with your big words, Baldwin.
He's such an asshole.
You only have 140 characters. Stop using such big words.
However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking space is false. I wanted to go on the record stating as much. I realize it has become sport to tag people with as many negative charges...
Time out. He's already on record. I'm sure he gave a statement to the police.
Yes. I realize it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purposes of clickbait entertainment. Fortunately, no matter how reverberating the echoes, it doesn't make the statements true.
You know what's funny about clickbait entertainment? His guest on the Alec Baldwin show last Sunday on ABC was Kim Kardashian.
How were the ratings last week, by the way?
I don't know. But you're telling me he really wanted Kim on to really dive into her career? And ask really important questions? Or did he have her on because it's Kim Kardashian and it would get eyeballs?
He has guests on to ask him the questions no one else will ask them.
Lord.
That's what he said. Baldwin Emmeling, Donald Trump, has gotten into regular scuffles with media photographers and has been arrested before in New York. In 2014, he was arrested after bicycling the wrong way on a road and then refusing to present identification to police. At least twice in 2013, he got into fights with paparazzi on city streets.
What
especially
kind of bike do you have?
When he perceived them as a threat to his wife. When one photographer followed her into shop in August 13, Baldwin grabbed him and locked his arms behind his back. There's a picture of that, by the way. It's the funniest fucking picture. You've never seen anyone as angry as Alec Baldwin in that picture.
And the paparazzi guy is just like, he's making this face like he's just so hurt.
They were shouting, pushing, and shoving. The cops were called. They showed up to separate and talked to both men. Both decided not to press charges.
It's clear Baldwin needs to move to a farm somewhere away from people because he just cannot be around normal people.
Why does he not have a parking space that is his parking space in a garage? Why is he fighting for a space on the street? Alec Baldwin?
One of the comments.
He has a $13 million condo.
One of the comments on the New York Post story is, one incredulous source said, with all his money, why isn't he in a parking garage? That's the incredulous source. You know that he had his nanny go park another Cadillac in the spot.
Yes.
What a dick.
Baldwin was accused of punching up a man in June 2012, punching up photographers outside the City Marriage Licensing Bureau, where he and then-fiancé Hilaria Thomas had gone to pick up their paperwork before the marriage. There was no arrest or charge. Baldwin later tweeted that a photographer almost hit me in the face with his camera this morning.
Ooh.
Ending with a hashtag.
You okay?
All paparazzi should be waterboarded. Then, let's see.
Did you ever see so much press? Wow.
Well, this doesn't have the story about him calling someone a stupid cocksucker or a fucking cocksucker. And then he went on some rampage about some guy being a queer and a faggot. And then he turned his Twitter people on some writer who wrote something about a charity event he hosted that he didn't like. And he called that guy.
I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
I can't remember the name. And then some reporter he told to rot in hell. And I mean, on and on and on. And all these people, for some reason, everyone decided to tweet about their incident on Friday.
Yeah.
So Twitter was having quite a time with this. So anyway.
I don't know about you, sweetheart.
Tonight on the Alec Baldwin Show, Mike Myers and activist Cecilia Richards. Who?
Mike Myers would be... I would like to see Mike Myers if Alec Baldwin wasn't interviewing him. That'll become pretentious for no reason.
Cecile Richards is the Planned Parenthood chick.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be great.
That'll be very...
I can't wait to see her.
Nothing like watching that at, you know, right before the 11 o'clock news on a Sunday.
Oh, God. Anything on the ratings for the show?
I'll look it
up. I know the first show, Telemundo, beat it, and a lot of people were making fun of it online. Because it got a point four, I think, and Telemundo had a .5.
Telemundo's huge, man.
It's
The CW beat it, too. It's on ABC, so the feeling is it should come in top three or four, and I don't know where it was, but it wasn't.
It has a rating of 2.6 out of 10 from IMDb, but who knows if who can actually vote on that, because it could just be conservatives that are bringing it down.
Episode 1, it did 2 million viewers. In the 18 to 49 demo, 0.34. Episode 2 did 1.958 million viewers. And episode 3 did 1.495 million viewers. So he's lost a quarter from the week before.
Just say where it ranks.
Overall.
Or if
no,
it's doing
they just
better.
Have the, they just have,
they have analysis.
Well, they do, but I don't want to read the whole thing.
Well, I when you tell me numbers like that, I don't know what that means.
Not a lot. Well, for instance, Football Night in America did 4.5 million. Let's see. Madam Secretary on CBS, opposite of it, did 5.5 million.
Okay.
Charmed on the CW did 1.1.
And what did Baldwin do?
That was a different time slot. 1.65.
Oh, okay. Well.
Shark Tank, 3.24. That's an hour earlier.
Oh, okay. So he lost audience from Shark Tank. A lot of audience.
Now, I wonder how...
Shark Tank would do well, though, I would think.
What do you think he gets paid to do that show?
I don't know, because there's only X number of episodes guaranteed, and then it has to renew. But it might be a nice chunk of change for, 8 episodes or something.
There's just not that much production to the show.
No, and that's why...
It's not going to cost it much.
But, you know... Oh, he also got in trouble on MSNBC for making some comment about queers... And was taken off for 2 weeks, and then they canceled. He had no audience on MSNBC. He was not. It was not a good show.
That's why it's easy to cancel somebody. Well, good job, Alec.
Anyway,
why isn't Alex? Why is it Alec?
Don't know. A lot of Alexanders are Alec.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know why. I don't know why Alex
or Alec.
I think that's a choice. Oh, Triple Threat Trio, Alec.
Oh, he goes with the C.
He's Alec.
Oh, it's because he likes Baldwin so much.
Alexander.
Because he wants to be like Baldwin.
No, he does not.
No, he loves him.
I promise
the
you, he does not like Alec Baldwin.
No, they're totally the same.
I have to make that very clear.
No, they love him.
You know what? I don't even remember Up Late with Alec Baldwin on MSNBC.
It's because nobody watched it.
It was very brief.
It was from October 11th to November 8th. 5 episodes. Wow.
When was it on?
2013.
Fridays at 10 o'clock, yeah. That's a great time to be on a show.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, you're only rated against what that hour does. It's not like he has to...
Well, but on the number of viewers, too.
Yeah,
Oh, look at those guests. Boring.
Bill de Blasio, Deborah Winger, Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews has his own show.
Gary Lockwood.
Gary.
The only reason
is it soon.
The only reason him bombing on TV makes me happy is because I've heard him. He is so cocky about how wonderful and brilliant a host he is. He talks about his podcast like it's the biggest podcast in the world. Now, there are a lot of celebrity podcasts. His is not rated up there. You know, we look at the top 100 when we creep in there. I've never seen him in there, ever.
Because he's focusing all his time on the TV.
He gets more plugs for his podcast. And then the MSNBC bomb, and a lot of people ragged on the show. They just didn't think, he's just so fucking pretentious. But anyway, enough Alec Baldwin. It'll be interesting to see. I wonder how hard he'll fight this arrest. He certainly doesn't seem humbled in terms of what he says, but he looked very humbled. He had his head down.
I can speak for him. He is not humbled one bit by the arrest.
Humbled isn't the right word. He seems bummed out about it.
No,
that way.
No, it has not affected him one bit, Drew.
Probably not.
Do you want to try Wojo?
Yeah, go ahead. Try Wojo.
Wojo. Wojo.
Woj.
There's already a Wojo.
I'm going to try. I'm going to pull the Woj. See if it works. Yeah, maybe.
So he thinks you're one of his pals?
Maybe. I don't know.
Got a few numbers here.
Woji.
Three different area codes. God damn it.
I'll mispronounce his name. There's no doubt I'll do that.
Well, of course, because nobody knows how to pronounce it.
While Brandon's getting doo-doots. Do you want to take care of that? While Brandon's getting doo-doot-it.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of doo-doots.
All financial hotline is open.
Hi. You have reached Wojtek. Please leave a message.
Wojtek. That's him.
Ooh.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, Woj. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
No way.
Woj! Wojtek, give me a call back. Just trying to get in touch, man. See ya.
248 number.
He loves the song.
Want to try these other ones, too?
Yeah, why not? There could be two people named that, right?
Unlikely. Not in this country.
Well, is that a... Because I've seen his last name was Polish, but it looks like a Czech name, his first name, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did that guy pronounce it?
Wojciech.
Wojciech?
Wojciech.
This Woj wouldn't work too well. No parking on the dance floor.
It's Alex other room.
We are not available now.
This song is brilliant. It's so stupid. This song was a hit, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. Midnight
if
Star.
I've heard it.
I mean, you can't stand on the dance floor if the song's playing. You have to dance.
Well, you should be parking on the dance floor anyway. It's bullshit.
One more. That first one's definitely him, so hopefully he calls back.
Fucking on the dance floor.
You'll be happy to know this is the 8-minute version of the song, Brandon, so you have plenty of time to misdial.
I'm not misdialing.
You want to turn that down a little bit so Mark can take care of Lincoln while you try the other two numbers?
Yeah,
there's only answers. We could just jump in.
Hey, you know what else should never be parked? Your Lincoln.
Oh, that was all four. Okay.
Yeah.
What? That was all four?
It was all four numbers.
Oh. I got my Lincoln MKZ at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. The Lincoln Navigator was chosen the 2018 North American Truck of the Year, and they're loaded up with them over at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. Also over there, the 2019 Lincoln MKCs. And the brand new 2019 Lincoln Nautilus comes standards with tons of safety extras that otherwise would cost you thousands of dollars, like blind spot monitoring and lane centering technology for continuous steering support. Get this, 2019 is Lincoln's year of the effortless experience, as is 2018, by the way, both years. Effortless experience, lock in a price with online shopping, and just come pick it up at Star Lincoln. You can enjoy Lincoln's complimentary pickup and delivery. Star will come and get your vehicle and leave you a loner whenever you need something done. Just call Jimmy D. He's got all the details, 855-567-STAR or Jimmy D at StarLincoln.com.
I got a boner.
What?
Loner. Sorry, loner.
Oh, I got a loner. It's all part of the Star treatment that the legendary dealer Hoop McInerney established at Star 50 years ago, and Star remains.
People have gotten a boner over a loner before.
It's really cool to get a loner. I had a boner when I bought the car. It's awesome. Check them out. Star's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Okay. I can't resist. It's driving me crazy. I'm really sick of Pete Davidson from SNL. I'm just tired of him. Really? I am. He laughs at everything. He's not that funny. And I hate that the audience just like laughs. It doesn't matter what he says. They just laugh uproariously. It's kind of like Kate McKinnon in drag. The audience goes,
well, that part I agree with. I like him on SNL. I think when he does the things on the news, it's really funny.
I'm opposite. I like his stand-up.
Well, that's what the news is, really. Well, it's a stand-up.
But I do not like him on SNL in sketch comedy for that reason, Drew, because I see I never thought
it was funny when Jimmy Fallon laughed, because why is he laughing?
I don't want to see people break.
Well, I loved the Debbie Downer one because it was so funny and she stayed in character. Other people, other cast members, they couldn't hold it together. Same thing with Living in a Van Down by the River. You saw Spade and Applegate.
Oh,
they couldn't hold
genuine.
It in.
Yeah.
And that was funny. But when Davidson does it, he's reading his own lines and laughing.
Right. He's reading a joke he's read 50 times probably during the week. So I don't know why he's laughing. It seems like a crutch to me.
But his stand up is pretty good.
I also, I don't really know much about his stand up. I did see some last week.
You don't think the pieces he does on the news are funny?
They're okay. I'm annoyed with him. I'm tired of him. He's like, I'm tired of reading about him. I'm tired of this whole thing with Ariana Grande. To me, I would be embarrassed if I were him. And then last night, this whole thing about I wish you the best, and we need a statement. We need a statement on the Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, and then he tells us to vote. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. First of all,
I thought that was a joke based on the bit he was doing.
Maybe it was. But after he gives us the serious update on Ariana Grande, which he tells us, by the way, is none of our business, as he's telling us, I thought that was interesting. And then also, he made fun of a veteran who lost his eye in Afghanistan, which I thought was stupid.
Well, here's the
I'm surprised that made the show, honestly.
Here's the first one.
He was doing the separated at birth bit.
Yeah, but... maybe somebody will give me some feedback on this. I thought this was really bad. I don't want him fired. I'm just saying. I thought it was stupid.
This is the first one about Ariana.
I look like a Dr. Seuss
Well, Ariana's at the very end of the bit.
It's broken up, though.
And the last thing I will say is I know some of you are curious about the breakup, but the truth is it's nobody's business, and sometimes things just don't work out, and that's okay. She's a wonderful, strong person, and I genuinely wish her all the happiness in the world. Now, please
Fake.
Go vote on Tuesday, all right?
This is a song she wrote.
Next.
About all her exes. Boy,
which is also
next.
Incredibly stupid and so
next.
Gratuitous.
Next.
I'm sure people her age are going, oh my God, it is so cool. And she says that, wait. Hold on, I made a few notes about
next.
This. I must comment.
Next.
Oh, thank you, next. Yeah, that's
next.
As in next wiener?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what she means.
She calls Mac Miller an angel, which is very interesting. If he's such an angel, then why are you engaged to somebody 2 months after you broke up with him? If you think so much of him, it just seems really funny to me. And then she also sings about her new love, which is Ari, her. Mm-hmm. She taught me love and patience. What? So she loves herself. That's, I guess, she loves everybody. She loves all her ex-boyfriends, and she loves herself.
And she's masturbating a ton at home.
Then why is she sending out shitty tweets about
Next.
Pete Davidson?
Next.
And by the way, if she taught herself Next. Love and patience, why is she engaged after a month with this guy, and she gets 6 tattoos, and then they break up?
She just learned that.
I can't understand a word she says.
Next.
Next. Next.
Next.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a monster hit because this whole cult of personality thing is just so huge with people her age. That's why I'm sick of Pete Davidson. I'm just sick of him. It's like I think there's a certain amount of equity and exposure that is good, even for somebody like him. And too much, it becomes not good to me.
We know too much about people now because of social media, because they can just put things out like that.
But some people, I think it really works for them, and then there becomes a point,
though.
Who
does it work for?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, but that's all she is, though.
Well, true.
She's not a singer. She's not a comedian.
But there are a lot of people who...
She is social media.
A lot of people whose careers are built on the various events in their lives, and people will keep reading about them, and it's almost like they get arrested. It's like Alec Baldwin. Look at all the
then
time
why,
we're
then
talking
why,
about him.
I mean, just then why is it okay for her to do that, but not Ariana Grande?
Oh, I think it is. It's okay if she can do whatever she wants. I'm not saying it's not okay. I'm just saying it probably plays well with her audience. I just, personally, I feel there's a certain amount I want to hear about people. Britney Spears, too. I didn't like Britney Spears. So I wasn't a fan. But there's other people that, if I like them, maybe I can't hear enough about them.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe something, everything new is great. But when it's not the person that you're just madly crazy about. Although I think there is a limit Maybe if with,
yeah, you don't want to hear about
being feeling fanatical.
You don't want to hear your two musical heroes talking about beating off together.
No, that was too much. That was definitely too much. I could tell you a few other things that I really didn't need to hear. Honestly, you know what? When he's out promoting his new album, it's all a bunch of stuff I've already heard, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's, but you know, I'm not going to hold it against him. But
I don't want.
But there
hear.
Are, but honestly, there are people. I remember when our show was popular, there were times where I felt like I don't want to do that. Because it puts us out there, and I don't want to be put out there. I don't want all that exposure for that. That's not good, necessarily. And you, if you want to promote something, then you want to use all your equity. But I feel like now it's just like, just throw it out there and...
overexpose. You know,
yeah, I think there is. I think there's overexposure. You know, but Ariana Grande is so hot. She's so red hot right now. It probably her fans will grasp every little thing.
It's kind of shitty she released it at 11 o'clock last night before SNL, because I think she thought Pete was going to say something or joke about it, and this was her way of responding.
Oh god,
which is so childish.
Well, Davidson's getting his own shit today because, you know, of the Crenshaw, the veteran.
I was, you know, usually a lot of times when stuff like that happens, I read it and I go, oh yeah. I saw that last night, and I was like, wait a second, why is that guy missing an eye?
Well,
and
he said,
he said right at the end, oh, I guess he was a veteran or whatever. And it was so flip, and he's laughing, too. Yeah.
This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw.
Said he was cool.
Oh, come on, man. Yo, hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie.
He's got a patch over his eye.
I'm sorry.
He lost an eye.
His eye in war or whatever.
Is that crowd laughing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't think that was funny.
He's one of the last comedians that truly does not give a fuck. I mean, listen to him talk about his own dad.
Well, that's fine, but there's certain things you should probably give a fuck about. And I would say somebody wins a couple bronze medals. I'm not saying I want him fired or anything. I'm just saying I just think that's stupid. And I'm surprised that Lorne Michaels, that would pass through his editing system, because he did four politicians. Couldn't he have dropped? Was that really that critical to the bit?
If he didn't say whatever, would you have a problem with it? Or is it just the fact that he used him at all?
Because I wouldn't make fun of a guy's war injury. Losing an eye. Okay. By the way, the guy was blind. His other eye is damaged, too. So I don't know. I'm not sure that's really funny.
It clearly was a stupid thing for him to do. But what drives me nuts is all the people that are just furious about it that didn't see it and are just blowing it up now.
Well, I don't think it's that hard to understand. I don't think it's one of those things. You didn't even see it. He made fun of a guy who lost an eye and gets two bronze medals and almost lost his other eye, too, and has real problems.
No, but I think it's weird when somebody wants somebody fired for something that, when they don't watch the show, like, why is it mad? I'm not saying
he should be fired. I'm just saying, I think if anybody's mad, I don't blame him for being mad. I thought that was bullshit. And if you feel strongly about veterans, I think you probably didn't like that joke.
Everybody feels strongly about veterans, though.
Well, then how could you like the joke? I'm not sure who's that joke funny to.
Well,
I think it's because he's wearing a patch on the eye.
Yeah, because he's wearing
not because he was injured in war. It's because he's wearing a pirate patch.
And he does. I mean, I'll say.
I think once you know that, it's maybe like, ooh, I don't know. That's how I reacted. Maybe other people think it's funny. I didn't really think it was that funny. maybe if it was funnier, I would. If it was worth it.
You don't think he looks like a hitman in a porno video?
Well, I
would have said he looks like Snake from Escape from L.A.
He does look like Snake from Escape from L.A.
Because he has the same patch on the same eye.
I would have understood that joke.
Were you going to say that it's interesting that he uses that same picture for his promotional stuff?
Kind of, because you definitely remember him. That's for sure. Because he uses it in all of his promo banners and stuff. You know, I'm not saying he's exploiting it, but you definitely look at it and know exactly who it is.
Here's the thing. Was he offended by it?
I have no idea. I think any veteran could be offended by it, though, and could reasonably be offended by it. Clearly, anybody can
be offended by anything now. We know that. There's lots of people that are offended by everything.
I think that's something a lot of people would find offensive.
Seriously.
Maybe not a lot of people who watch Saturday Night Live.
Shallow thought. Dan Crenshaw's wife is incredibly hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, he's a really accomplished guy. I mean, he's a Navy SEAL, isn't he?
He is a good looking dude.
Isn't he a Navy SEAL?
He's a total badass.
Yeah. Yeah. He's buff. Here he is with a picture with Chuck Norris. Come on. Crenshaw's cool.
Yeah, say it to his face, Pete. So, okay. If nobody thinks it's offensive, then fine. But I just thought
I
would have skipped that joke.
Wait, isn't that the one thing we've learned? That being offended isn't the world's worst thing?
Well, you can offend. Okay, they chose not to make a joke about Alec Baldwin. They chose to make a joke about a decorated Navy SEAL who lost an eye, and they're making a joke about his patch on his eye.
They're not making... Look, I don't want to be in the position of defending him. I probably wouldn't have done the joke because everyone is offended and sensitive now. But
I wouldn't know. I'm not talking about, because everyone's offended or sensitive. I'm saying I think it's a bad joke, period, because he's a veteran and he's got two bronze medals. Not because everyone's offended. It has nothing to do with how I feel about that. I want to make that clear. Because, honestly, okay, it's Saturday Night Live. It's a comedy show.
He's offended by it, he says.
Who's offended?
Dan Crenshaw is.
Offended?
He says he said his response was, good rule in life, I try not to offend, and I try harder not to be offended. That being said, I hope SNL recognizes that vets don't deserve to see their wounds used as punchlines bad jokes.
That's a pretty tepid response, actually. I think, it's too bad most people don't respond that way.
Yeah.
I mean, would you make fun of a vet who lost a leg?
Of course not.
Well, what's the difference? He lost an eye. He doesn't see well out of the other one.
I'm not making fun of him either, though. But
you sound like you're defending the joke. Like, what's the big deal? Or, like, people that get offended are just being wimps.
I don't know.
Or everyone's just being offended to be offended. I thought it was stupid.
I feel like the world's been flipped now because, whatever.
No, it's not. I don't think everybody's flipped. I just think people are saying that was a stupid joke and he's an asshole for making it. And I'm most surprised.
He is an asshole for making it.
And the response to or whatever. I'm most surprised that Lorne Michaels let that squeeze through because it just seems like
people should stop watching SNL if they're so.
What do you mean people should stop? What I'm just saying the joke's offensive. I thought it was offensive, and I think people have a right to feel it's offensive. That doesn't mean you're saying, I'll never watch a show again. I haven't even seen anyone say that. I'm sure somebody did. But what's wrong with being offended by the joke?
Nothing. That's my point. But that's not what people say. People want him fired. People want him blown out.
I haven't seen anyone say that he should be fired. Maybe there are people saying that, but if anyone should be fired, it's the editor of the show, not
that,
the person
did you see
that made the joke.
That interview with Norm Macdonald about comedy and how he's not funny anymore because of people being offended? Because he would go out there and do jokes and kind of whittle it back from the response of the audience, and then
I wouldn't think his audience would be very picky-uni about jokes. I mean, doing stand-up.
Well, the Saturday Night Live audience wasn't offended by it either. But
no, they weren't.
Talked,
no, they thought it was hilarious. But that's my point about Pete Davidson. It seems like he can say anything, and everybody goes, ha, 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 ha! And he laughs at everything he says, too. No, he seems like he's really popular. He seems like he's red hot right now.
You and Brandon said you don't like him.
I don't like him on the show. I don't know. He does kind of seem pompous.
I'm kind of worn out on this whole Ariana Grande thing and him making this. He makes a joke about a veteran's missing an eye, and then he makes a sincere statement. As far as Ariana Grande, it's really no one's business, but she's a wonderful person. And that's so sweet.
it
just didn't fit. It's just the whole thing. I found myself going, oh my God, and then please vote. It's like, oh, please, whatever. And maybe I'm taking. Honestly,
I feel like
I'm
every time you watch SNL, you get
watching
mad
the show.
At you get mad at stuff on it, and you don't enjoy it.
No, I'm not
why
mad.
You
I was
it.
Just no. I'm getting mad because you're acting like I'm like people just want to be outraged. I thought it was a bad joke. I don't want him fired.
I agreed that it was a bad joke, but there's a lot of people online that don't watch that show that are just up in arms about the show.
Well, I don't honestly
about Pete Davidson.
I don't think
and want him blown out.
I don't think
it's,
you.
I
don't think you had to see the show to be offended. I think if you make fun of a veteran's missing eye, I think. You have a right to be offended by that.
My point is out.
I don't think you had to hear the joke.
Totally changed now because nobody can be offended on either side about anything.
Well, I would say making fun of a veteran's eye is, I don't know. That's going pretty far. So
the one thing. I don't know. Where's
some really tepid stuff.
Are you allowed to do racial humor?
I think racial humor is pretty established nowadays. I don't know. I don't think I would.
Are you allowed to do jokes about women? I mean, they're women. They didn't choose to be women.
I think there's a softness.
Gays?
The college campus humor scene
point.
Is a joke. Well, I don't put this.
Only
in,
one
put
side
this
is soft, and then
I think
the other.
a veteran's injuries, a war injury, is a different category from joking about women or a group of people.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
That's my opinion. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't joke about 9/11 either. It really hurt Gilbert Godfrey with doing it a week after.
Well, that was incredibly stupid. That was so fucking
and so
dumb.
So was Pete Davidson. I'm just saying, what is the line now? Because everybody's mad about every joke ever told.
I just don't think a veteran's injury is a great. I don't think it's a great starting point. And the whole response, I guess he's a veteran or whatever. I just thought that was so flip.
No, he was very flip about it.
Yeah, and then he goes into this intense, as far as Ariana Grande, it's like, just left the bad taste in my mouth. I don't hate him. I just know it's like I'm tired of him, and I didn't like that. And I'm sure he'll do wonderful on the show, and everyone loves him. I'm just pointing out that I'm a little worn out on the guy right now and his stupid Ariana Grande thing and her stupid song. It's like, again, it gets back to exposure.
So if it wasn't him, would it be any different?
No, I think it's a stupid joke anyway. If the host made, I mean, if the two guys on Weekend Update made it, if they did the same joke, I'd feel the same way. If they said it the same way and laughed, oh, whatever. I don't know. I really didn't mean it to become a 10-minute thing.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I don't think we're too far off.
I feel like
off.
I'm making way too big a deal about it.
I don't think we're too far off on it. I think it's this whole continuum, though, of somebody got mad at something that they don't even care about or watch because of X or Y. And I'm getting kind of sick of it.
Let me make the distinction.
Like people that don't listen to this show, and then if something got out, like when they took clips of the show and put it out, and people hated the show and got mad at it, they don't listen.
But let me make a distinction. The difference is, you have some really sometimes jokes that develop over, three paragraphs, mm-hmm. and then somebody takes the punchline and they put it out there, or they frame it a certain way. That is not really hard to explain. I thought it was pretty self-descriptive. He made a joke about a guy who lost his eye as a Navy SEAL. He knew he was a veteran, too, and he said, and whatever. And it just, I don't think you had to see it to know that it was stupid. And I don't know, maybe SNL will just say, fuck it, whatever, and move on. But it's just really funny to me that they're so sensitive about Alec Baldwin that they won't make a joke about his stupid punching a guy out, and he's... Alec Baldwin is about as big a part of the zeitgeist as there is. And this guy, they plucked him out of nowhere.
You know why, right? You know why they're not making fun of Alec Baldwin.
Yes, they don't want to get punched by Alec Baldwin.
He's basically on the cast.
And he'll have a shit fit.
Yeah.
But they used to make jokes about cast members. They did.
That were currently on the show?
Yes. Lovitz and Dennis Miller. And I think Dennis Miller. Didn't somebody do Dennis Miller when he was on the show?
Yeah, but that was... just an imitation. I mean, they had three
wasn't
of them on.
Terribly
there.
Flattering.
I mean, I didn't know if they made fun of someone's
Eddie
assault
Murph,
from someone assaulting somebody.
Well, come on. Assaulting someone. If Trump punched someone, you don't think they'd make a joke about it?
Of course they would. He's not on the show.
Well,
look, I would have been.
Harvey Weinstein wasn't on the show.
No, I know, but I'm saying the reason I don't think they did it is because they need him to be fucking Trump.
Well, that may be the case. If they said that and they didn't make that stupid joke, which had nothing to do with the assault, which I think was their way of going, well, we better say something about Alec Baldwin.
Sure.
I thought,
yep.
Oh, that's really what a fucking tepid, weak way to acknowledge the fact that you're pussying out because he's not on the show. He's part of the show. I guess he's just as good as a cast member. I don't know. It was such a huge story.
I bet you they apologize for this.
Have they apologized yet?
No, but I bet you they apologize for this, mainly because the subject himself was offended.
Honestly, the subject himself, I think, took some air out of it. I think they ought to fucking kiss his ass. But...
that, you know what sucks about it? That was actually one of the better SNL episodes this year. I thought there were some funny sketches.
Jonah? Was
yeah.
He?
I thought the America's Got Talent sketch was actually really, really funny.
I don't think I saw that. Was that towards the end?
I saw that. You and I were watching it when we were talking upstairs. It was pretty good. It was basically making fun of the fact that everybody's blown away when these people can sing really good.
I thought that was a funny sketch and how blown away Howie Mandel is.
Yeah.
Wait, is Howie Mandel on America's Got Talent now?
Oh, he's been there for a long time. Years and years.
I thought he was on...
He's the longest tenured one.
Okay, I've got the voice mixed up with America's Got Talent. Yeah. Wait. Why America's Got Talent isn't running now, is it?
Isn't I think it just wrapped, isn't
it? The voice on? Oh, okay. I'm not saying the joke was out of season. I was just confused because the voice is on now. It's funny. I used to watch The Voice a lot. I don't watch The Voice much anymore. You know what, I'm stuck on a new... I have a new show. I have a new show I'm really into.
Oh.
90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Never even heard of
what
it.
What a show. Well, I was talking about Catfish, and people bombarded me with, oh, my God, you got to see 90 Day Fiancé. It's been on for 6 fucking years. Could somebody have let me in on this so I didn't have to binge watch 6 seasons all of a sudden?
Oh, it's on TLC?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
And it's about people who fall in love on social media with people in foreign countries. Mm. And then... And they go meet them, and they get a visa, and I guess they get a 90-day visa, and they have to get married in that 90 days. I think that's sort of generally the plot. I probably have it a little skewed, but the combinations and the hotness of the person in the foreign country, it's like these people need to see She's Out of My League.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're talking like a 9 with a 4. There's a couple. Let me do this first. This show is... I just thought it was fantastic.
There's a really good long-form trailer online. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, my God. There's a couple on there now.
Or do you want to see if you can find it? Well, I'll send it to you. Well,
okay. We all know the best way to support the podcast is to support our loyal sponsors, our studio sponsors, and good friends. DealsND.com and the entire Zot Auto Group want to give you a couple more reasons to support our sponsors while supporting our podcast. Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota make buying or leasing your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV fun, exciting, and hassle-free. Plus, they have massive inventories full of the hottest models, and they're also all ready for immediate delivery. Zot Auto also has the lowest prices, lowest payments, and best interest rates. Player day, period! Head to any of the Zot dealerships, pick your next vehicle, and have fun doing it. Also, don't forget to tell them that Drew Mark, Trudy Maz, or Brandon sent you. Finally, if you're too fat and lazy to get off the couch, head over to DealsND.com and surf their sensational deals and massive inventory right now. And it's all on there. I mean, loads of cars. You can find out what's in your price range on DealsND.com. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Do we have new Lou copy? Maybe I got some.
I don't know.
I think he might have sent some new copy. Anyway, some people believe it's never been worse, but the truth is there's never a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement you want. The market has been up and down and up and down, which is an opportunity if you do these things or maybe you want to make a change, sometimes catch a wave. Or maybe average time buying, or maybe whatever you're doing, if you should have a plan in place, and Luke is a good guy to talk about a plan with. 248-663-4748 for a no-obligation review of your financial strategy. And we have a lot of people who've talked to Luke, and they all speak very highly of him. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40034. 248-663-4700. And by the way, Luke's not the guy that's going to steer you into individual stocks or something, you know, a very complex investment type thing. He's really working with more standard things that would mirror the market, and that doesn't mean it's not important. But I think a lot of people, I got a note from somebody who said, I want to talk to Luke, but I really don't want to buy stocks. It's too risky, and he's not pushing people into individual stocks. I don't get that idea. So there. 90 Day Fiancé. There's this guy. Let's see.
In 90 days, we're going to be husband and wife.
Here we go.
People say, you know, 19-year-old, she's just using you.
Look how hot this girl is.
Wow.
I met Osweilu on vacation, lost my virginity, and had his baby.
Oh, cool.
She's beautiful, she's sexy, but she has 90 days to get to know my mother.
You know, you're a very good cook, Mom.
He lives with Mommy.
She's so eager to be in love, she lets red flags just go.
If Jesus came down from heaven right now and said he cheated on me, I wouldn't do anything about it.
Really? I'm here in your country, finally.
Right?
If this visa is approved tomorrow, and I'm going to be right in your bed, giving you the D every day.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That girl's pretty hot.
To finally see Osmo.
She's very hot.
Oh.
He's from Samoa.
You're not going to tell me not to touch my son.
You're acting like a crazy.
What are you talking
crazy
about?
Crazy what?
Crazy Steven, like this. What the f*** is this?
Lita comes from a wealthy background, so
I'm concerned the life I have here isn't enough for her.
Why don't you just get made?
We're not getting a maid.
Why don't you just get a maid?
He has no idea who my sister is.
That girl's from a very wealthy family in Indonesia, I think. And she's got servants and maids and all this. And she fell in love with this dude. She's a doctor, and she wants to practice in America. So she thinks he's her ticket to America.
Wait. If you're a doctor, couldn't you just get the H1N1
I guess
visa? Whatever.
It's not easy right now. And marrying him.
H1N1?
I think she fell for him.
I don't know what it's called.
She's wine flu.
I'm glad you caught it.
She fell for him on the internet somehow. Anyway, he has three kids, pays a lot of child support, and has very little money.
Oh, what a loser.
You know, and she came over with her sister, who is like, you know, he can't possibly support you, and he doesn't have a maid. He doesn't this and that.
You are one pathetic loser.
I have no. He didn't tell her he doesn't have money either. So she's getting over there and finding out how poor this guy is, and it's a disaster. Her sister's the biggest bitch. Her sister's complaining about everything.
Wait, why didn't she go home? She didn't marry anyone.
The sister's coming over to make sure everything's cool.
Get out of here.
The family sent her over.
Vacation's over.
He does not need him.
It's been hard, and I'm struggling.
Are you doing this because you have his baby?
Of course.
That bitch is for his money, period.
Whoa.
I'm really tired of your
She's taking advantage of you, and you need a
Pause that one for a second.
Jay.
That might be the most mismatched couple. What are their names?
He is a 33-year-old loser in Las Vegas. He's got a kid from his ex. He lives with mommy, who picks him up at work and takes him to work every day. She is from, I forget where she's from.
She's hot.
Brazil, I think. Maybe Brazil or something.
Really hot.
She's hot.
She's 19, not, right?
No, she's not. She's 21, I think.
Wow, I'm going
down
to Brazil.
She got to Las Vegas. First of all, she was mad he didn't have flowers at the airport. They walked by this flower thing, $20, and she goes, well, there's flowers.
Oh, man. That's when I would have pulled a caravan loop and put her back on another plane.
He's like, well, I can't spend $20 because he lives with his mom. They barely have enough furniture for the house they live in. I mean, anyway, she started complaining about the heat. Oh, this is terrible. It's not like Las Vegas. She thinks it's all the strip, you know, like it's all glamour.
Yeah.
So it was like Hollywood. Then they get to the house. She's complaining about the house. She bitches about, and the mother says,
here's mom picking up Colt from work.
Oh, oh yeah, I have. I recorded it.
I found this.
I think.
Debbie.
She's really sweet. She's crying. She's so upset about this chick.
Oh, no. Oh, poor mama.
There's Colt.
How is work? Pretty good. All ready to go.
Why is she enabling him?
I have no idea.
Finally, after weeks of waiting, Larissa received her visa. And she's arriving tomorrow from Brazil.
Oh, she's never putting out
for I just
want
to hug her and kiss her and tell her
that. Yeah, good luck.
Even though we've only spent 12 days together in person.
He's such a tool.
I'm hoping that when she arrives, she won't be completely disappointed and she goes back on the airplane, turns around, and goes back to Brazil.
Go home to your mom,
because
darling.
We've had little misunderstandings.
When will you buy my ticket?
I can't buy your ticket the same day. That would be exponentially expensive.
My point of view, if you love someone, you have to do everything.
Honey, I
don't love you.
You can wait a few more days to come to America.
I'm a little bit nervous because Larissa has never been to America
Rio
before,
de Janeiro and Sao Paulo.
And I'm not sure if she's going to like Vegas. Then there's a situation with my mother.
Uh-oh.
So how was your day?
It's pretty good. Finishing up a project at work.
I'm not sure how my mother is going to react when Larissa enters the picture.
Oh,
it's
wait.
Just been my mother and I pretty much my entire life. My relationship with my mother has always been very good. Maybe we're a little too close.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in my opinion, a man's first best friend would be his mother.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hi, Mommy.
I go this way or the other
She's
way?
She's driving him
like
home.
Like you normally do. Let's not be adventurous.
Okay.
I can't believe, Larissa's gonna be here.
And no
woman.
Are you nervous
never
about her
mess
coming?
It up to the love of my life, my mommy.
That's right.
That's a song.
A little bit. I'm more nervous about her expectations of Las
you
Vegas
should be.
And America.
What does she expect from her?
Well, I think she thinks Las Vegas is just the strip.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast.
And, you know, that's
Colt.
It.
Do they interview mom?
I've lived with my mother most of my life. We also share one vehicle.
Yeah,
in the past, I think it had an effect on my relationships. On more than one occasion, I had a girl tell me that she was more or less a burden and that I should think about separating myself from her.
Things are going to change.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This is probably not easy for you going through all this change, but...
Yeah. I am very nervous.
I guess
nervous.
Mom do knows
I've
best.
I've never met Larissa. I've talked to her on the phone. And I'm a little sad that the situation will change a little bit. That's what happens when your children grow up.
They grow up? He's how old is
Hi,
he?
Hi, Mommy.
33.
Another successful landing.
Oh, God. I bet you he says that every day when she parks the car.
I think it's very important
Mom's house.
That both Larissa and my mother form some kind of relationship together.
Yeah, right.
If Larissa doesn't like my mother or my mother doesn't like Larissa, it's going to be a very tough living situation.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
Oh, boy.
Look at that. Holy cow. It's literally a cow. You know, you're such a good cook. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, pause
it's
for
a
second.
Celebration. Because
see the jukebox in the kitchen?
No, it's a slot machine.
A slot machine, yeah. Larissa shows up and she says, "There's no couch in here." And they kind of bow their heads and he's like, "Well, you can pick one out and we'll get one." And then she complains about the decor and then she says, "I want a house with pool. We can stay here, but we need a pool." And, you know, she's the biggest fucking bitch.
Hey, lady, you already got the whole United States. Relax.
So the mom.
One thing at a time.
The mom, who is really sweet, says, "You know what? If you want to make changes to the house to make it more livable for you, I really want this to work. You just tell me what we need to do."
That's nice.
And she's really sweet. And she goes, "Well, the slot machine needs to go." And their heads bow again. And it's like, that was a gift from my dead father to my mom.
Oh.
I know. And she's like, just totally unapologetic. And she's like, "Well, we got some beef sandwich." She's like, "I'm not hungry. I will eat later." Because she's pouting because she's so miserable. This is not what America was supposed to be.
I kind of want to know more about this slot machine, though. Dad got it as a gift to mom? What?
Okay. It's
on his deathbed? Or
I don't know.
Is that the only thing he's ever bought them? Is it the only memory they have of him?
It wouldn't be my choice for the kitchen. But they do live in Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get in the habit of defending Colt.
Comes here.
True. Never be the same again.
No.
Where's she going to sit?
You know what? It kind of works, Drew, because they also have a printer sitting on the kitchen island.
Oh, yeah. There's probably
what
a lot
I was going to say.
You would see in the show that I missed.
Well, from what I understand,
I mean, where else are you going to put your printer? But
Brazilian couples sit next to each other when they dine. So compared, like you and I, if we were dating, we might sit across from each other.
Who talks?
Yeah,
talks
about
this
good.
Guy wants to fuck his mom.
Next to me.
Apparently.
Well, we're adding a new dynamic to our situation.
It'd be different.
Hi,
mommy.
That'd be a tough refract.
Oh, I'm sure we will argue. If we do have problems, we have to communicate.
Right.
Sit down and be patient.
Oh, he's such adults.
It'll probably be a little drama, a little tricky at first.
A little.
Hey, mom makes steak and potatoes.
I try to keep my mouth shut a lot of times.
It's pretty good.
It doesn't mean you have to live with her.
I like mom. But mom's cool.
Hopefully it'll work out.
She knows that he needs to sort of move
on.
He just doesn't.
Personalities. You know, I'm more reserved or collective.
Or loser.
She has a temper.
She's passionate. But I feel like Larissa is the one. She's the first woman I've ever...
You're so wrong.
...been with that it's like, okay...
You want to marry? You've never mentioned that before.
The elephant in the room, of course, is, you know, boundaries and privacy. And her and I are a couple. And
he has to explain to his mom he's going to fuck her in the house.
Things we need to do, want to do by ourselves.
Shut your door. When your door is closed, I won't bother you. Oh. When my door is closed, don't bother me. You never know who I might have
over. Yeah, mama.
Why don't you keep us on the door handle? It'll be fine. Yeah.
I mean, then you guys will be out doing stuff like and enjoying each other's company, and I'll miss not being involved.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom.
That's expected.
She is a single mom.
You'll always be.
Regarding mom's room.
It's still sad.
Ooh, I bet it's filled to the brim with dildos.
I mean, we've been together for so long. I just don't want to feel left out, even though I know I'm supposed to get my own life and move on, but it's still hard. And I just really don't want to be left out completely.
I must be in some. Pause for a second. I must be in some really weird place because I was really getting sad watching this. But then when Larissa when Larissa shows up,
mom's a sweetheart. She's enabling him.
She's really sweet.
Probably because she's so nice.
Terribly. When Larissa trashes the slot machine, the decor, Las Vegas, pretty much everything, and then when they go upstairs, mom starts bawling.
Well,
just bawling her eyes out. It's really sad.
Even if I kind of agree with her about the slot machine, you're just being a shitty guest at that.
She was in the house 10 minutes.
That's what I mean. Can you wait a year and then bitch about the slot machine? Can you endear yourself to some people first?
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Huge breast.
There's this 52-year-old woman from the South, I think. She's real loud and bawdy and white trashy. And she is in love with a 30-year-old black dude from Nigeria.
Oh, hot.
And they show her going to Nigeria on this episode.
Really?
Yeah. And oh, my God. First of all, they're looking for clothes for her. And he tells the salesman that she is fat. Like, really? You know, trying to help with sizing, I guess. I don't know what she's saying.
So, and
you just say I'm fat.
Where was that at? What
in
country?
Nigeria.
What shithole country? No.
Nigeria. Oh, my God.
So maybe that's the sizes they have in Nigeria. Normal, small, and fat.
She didn't take to that too well.
Ooh.
Anyway, yeah. If you speed ahead, I think it's pretty close to the end.
I want
to
see where
Larissa. That's at the end when Larissa shows up. If you just fast forward, you'll see when Larissa arrives.
Now,
is she a cunt? Ugh. You will hate her. There's no way you can't hate her.
This one in the preview, I felt bad for her.
This girl's so hot.
Yeah, she's way hot. She's from Rio or Brazil, I think. He's a 32-year-old guy in North Carolina. That couple might work out because they're not too
Rio
far.
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo.
But in the preview, they show her crying because he's like, he wants to go out and get some new pussy.
Well, she's crying because, this guy. Oh, my God, what a loser.
Is that his mom?
Keep going. Oh. That's his grandmom. And that's interesting. That's.
Jesus, just everything. Huh?
Yeah, they're all good. That's a chunker who went to Samoa and got nailed by this dude in Samoa who barely speaks English and got pregnant. And her dad is black, and her dad doesn't want her with a black guy.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
Well, he's not black, though. He's Samoan.
Well, I think he wants her with a white guy, which was kind of strange.
Why does the Samoan need to get married to come to America? Can he just get a football scholarship like everyone else?
I don't know, but he does Samoan dance at the airport, and she was quite embarrassed.
Wait, is this
by
her?
That. No, that's the Jamaican guy.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She's 31 and he's 20. His father is known in Jamaica for banging so many chicks. He looks like Jamie Foxx, by the way.
Nice. Good for him.
Father, yeah. His nickname is Skin because he gets so much skin. There's Larissa. Right. Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh,
okay,
shit,
we're at the airport.
Too far.
Oh, this is so brutal.
She's kind of hot, but knowing what I know about her personality.
She's not as hot as she unhottened herself with her. I hated her immediately.
But I mean, physically, she's attractive.
She's pretty cute, yeah.
And we see each other, and
she doesn't belong with him.
We hug and have that moment. And
every couple
of
my pants.
He looks every bit as nerdy as he sounds. He's kind of a doughy, chubby, very nondescript, kind of Homer-esque, but with more hair.
Remember when she made you jizz your pants?
Comes the bitch.
Nice outfit, though.
A leather skirt. A lot of legs showing.
Hey.
It's pretty slutty, actually.
Where's my flowers?
That's the first thing you say?
You look great.
What are my flowers?
No flowers, honey. I'm sorry.
Awkward.
How was your flight?
My flight was good, I'm tired.
Yeah, I bet.
I am in America.
Translation, I don't want
to
fuck.
Welcome to America. As you can see, I cleared out the place for you.
Oh.
Okay. I'm Larissa.
31 years old from Minas Gerais, Brazil.
Huh?
I feel really happy to finally have this chance to see Colt again and start a new life.
Now she wants the
accent. Will you buy me flowers?
Will you buy me a flower?
When I saw Colt at the airport, I thought that he will bring me some things like maybe chocolate, flowers,
chocolate,
to show me how much I'm important to him now that I finally moved to America. But when I saw him without nothing in his hands, I thought, what's going on?
What are you talking about?
Okay, I miss you.
I miss you too.
We like the same stuff.
Yeah, before you know it, you know.
Oh my God, it's the all-American love story.
Heads up, we're not done with the flowers.
I was going to speed past this.
They walk by some flowers.
I would love to show Larissa the city and just show her around the house that she's going to live in and just talk to her and just,
no,
just be with her.
Wow. Awkward.
He should bring flowers.
Drop the fucking flowers, lady. If I was him,
heads up.
If I was him, I would never buy her flowers the whole time I ever know her.
You're leaving the airport. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
you're
towards
not a
the end.
Affair. The object is that you're both getting your rocks off.
Pretty much. God.
She's not getting any rocks off.
No, she's not.
This show has been out for 6 seasons or 6 years?
6 seasons.
Not sure how many.
It's going to be the greatest show ever.
Years that is. It's pretty good. I have to say, I recommend it. If you like Catfish, this is Catfish fleshed out.
Yeah, but they're the real people. It's funny because, you know, it's just all about they want to be an American.
Yep.
And these people just want to bang these.
But it's so easy to see, okay, that guy
she
and that hot
smoking,
girl,
man.
She's really hot. She's extremely hot. She's 19. Aww. And she's into him, actually. It's not, I think she is the one that it could work, except that she found thong underwear in his apartment
like 10 minutes
upon getting in there. And she was really jealous because she thought he was banging another chick. And then she goes to dinner. She goes to dinner with his friends. And she goes to dinner with his friends who are like 4 different couples. And they're all making jokes about all his chicks in the past and stuff. And it's like, you fucking assholes. You're just making this harder for him.
This is the end.
I think Larissa. Wait, what?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh.
Oh, she looks like so.
She's complaining. No air conditioning in the car. In Vegas. She's bitching the whole time.
All right.
That takes the place
of flowers. Finally, she earns a point.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, but just saying. He skips the strip. That's too expensive. He's not taking the strip.
Honey, it's Vegas. Where is the Vegas of the new movies?
Where is the Vegas of the movies?
It's right there. Gander. Over there.
Gander? It says Gander.
Yeah, he's such a geek.
Hair is hot.
I don't have air conditioning. It's gonna get a little hotter too.
Oh my God. I can feel the hot, warm.
From Brazil!
Roll down your window.
Babe, it's more hot
roll
in Brazil.
Down your window, please.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
I'm
you're
just
fine.
Telling you that it's more hot in Brazil.
Yeah, we're in a desert. Does Brazil have deserts at all?
No, it doesn't. My first goal in America is marry. Second, apply for the green card. And third, buy a car with air conditioner.
You're so funny.
I thought that was more big, you know?
It's pretty big.
Like New York?
I don't...
But they don't have
Google
in Brazil?
Well, the strip is not that big, really.
Yeah.
My
first impressions of Las Vegas, not a city that I expected. I confused Las Vegas with Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and New York. It's
moron.
Not like the movies. Where is Vegas singing?
Like Sin.
Sign.
We can see this very soon, and then you can tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
The Vegas sign. He's taking her to the sign.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
She's going to be so let down by the sign.
This is the exciting part.
It's hot today.
Yeah, you've said it 50,000 times, lady.
Where's the sign?
Oh, the sign.
What do you think?
It's okay.
It's small.
Well, it's no Christ Redeemer, but it's nice.
But I thought that was another place, more
beautiful,
private, you know?
That's private. We're in the middle of the road.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
Quiet. So warm. You know, I'm sorry.
Are you going back to Brazil?
No. But I'm sorry. Here's so warm.
Why does she want to be in America so bad to put up with this guy?
She just wants to be in America. He's dispensable. As soon as she'll get divorced in no time.
I know that Larissa loves me as much as I love her, but Larissa seems disappointed in Las Vegas and seems very just unhappy about everything.
She's in future, I would like not live here.
In the future, I would like to not live
She's
here.
She's only been here 3 hours. Well, we'll talk about it later.
Hey, at least she figured Vegas out pretty quick, like most people.
She's just getting started, though.
My dream was
I agree with her. Who wants to live in Vegas?
Completely different than Brazil. And here,
God,
it's a
voice
nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
I mean, it's a city. We live here now, so we don't have to live here forever.
My expectation was like a movie.
That's your fault.
I'm walky, I feel comfortable, but...
If he slugged her and I was in the jury, I might vote to acquit. I hate to say that, but...
She's not
so
comfortable.
Larissa seems to hate everything about Las Vegas.
Oh, it's the next episode where she gets to the house. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm literally terrified.
It's only a half hour episode, though. What? It's pretty easy to find if we can get to it. Let me do a break.
This is what he should have said.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Instead, in the future, you're going to say,
fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Hate
oh, she's such a fucking nightmare.
Originally, he thought,
bang, I hit the Powerball.
But now he thinks,
phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Player Dave says it all.
Period.
Satisfied patients who went to Dr. Yeller continue to tout their new lifestyle. If you find the next episode?
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Dana says, not having to put in contacts at 5 a.m. when I'm going to a workout is a huge bonus. Done with that garbage! Jenny says the Yalta Y Center was so flexible with my payment, if I didn't have the cash the day it was due, I just called their office and adjusted for me. They adjusted for her. Rob was nervous about the procedure, but Dr. Yalta is such a pro and leaves no room for error with the CAT system. 2015 vision is beyond belief. Bottom line, custom LASIK or multifocal implants that my sister just got are life-changing.
How's she doing?
She's doing very well. I haven't asked her. It takes a few days to adjust, but she was very happy. But I don't know if she's...
Well, she didn't say anything about it, so she must love it.
She hasn't complained.
Yeah.
I'll ask her, though. I'm not sure she's as eagle-eyed as Eli yet. Yeah, that was her standard. To be free of glasses, reading glasses, and contacts, and see better than you have in decades is a modern medical miracle. And Dr. Yalta is Michigan's most honored and experienced eye surgeon. So do this. Call for a free evaluation and decide later if you're not so sure. Maybe just need a new prescription or new glasses and can decide on surgery at another time. And they have frames. Eye exams covered by conventional insurance. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And often the first question men will ask when they talk to a lawyer at ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, is how much is a divorce going to cost? But the real question is it going to cost you if you don't hire the best? What will it cost? ADAM was the first law firm.
I dodged a bullet there.
Exactly. ADAM will help you dodge a bullet. They were the first law firm to focus exclusively on representing men in divorce, and ADAM is still the best. Doesn't cost any more to hire the best, but it could cost you plenty if you don't. Call ADAM at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM.
I got bad news. That episode is not available.
What?
No.
It just aired Friday night.
It reruns tonight at 8, so you now have a season pass recorded.
Sweet.
We'll get to revisit.
The first thing I do when I get home is recording one of my own.
90
Because Julie will love this, too.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I'm trying to think what's going on in season 2, because I'm in season 2 now also. I'm in the current season and season 2.
Oh, man, that sounds confusing.
Oh,
it all happened very fast. Yeah, I'm trying to... I want to watch all 6 seasons, I think. but I did find myself getting a little depressed.
Why?
Because... because
it's not you.
Every person is getting used. It's just so bad. It's so brutal.
I still got to believe they kind of know that, right? Don't they kind of?
No,
they
the people
really don't.
The people who meet the people in the foreign country online, I think they're so titmatized, like, a hot chick wants me! Right. And these girls play them so hard that they want to believe it, and they believe it. And this one guy, he's like 5'6". He seems to be kind of hung up on the fact that he's 5'6". He's also kind of heavy set, and he's nothing really special, but he's okay looking. Yeah. Anyway, this girl who takes the sluttiest pictures falls for him. He goes to, Far East, Philippines maybe?
Okay.
She's in the Philippines. If I'm wrong, I'm close. And he meets the girl. She's smoking hot. The next day, she blows him off. She ghosts him. He comes to the Philippines and she ghosts him.
Really?
Yeah. So then.
But she's never going to get a green card that way.
Well, I think she just decided that I can do better than this.
Yeah, okay.
So the next day, he says, well, I was talking to this other girl over here. I'm going to send her a note.
Brilliant.
He sends her a note, and he realizes when these phones, I guess, can translate. He accidentally tells her, you know, I'm in the Philippines. You want to be with me tonight? You want to spend the night with me?
Yeah.
And he sends it, and I think it spits out the translation when you send.
You want to fuck?
Yeah, it was kind of what he said.
Oh, really?
And her answer is, you know, like, you're here? How about tomorrow? And he's like, you know, instead of apologizing, he's
all
like,
right.
Oh, fuck. And this girl, in my opinion, was classier and maybe even hotter.
And she clearly knows what she
was
wants,
smoking
too.
Smoking hot. She comes over, and this guy, he did have flowers, by the way.
Get it on.
Yeah, he's ready to get it on. He's really nervous. These people are so fucking nervous because they know they have no business being with the chick they're going to find. Anyway, she is really cool. She's like rubbing his leg.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
Making out with him nervous. In no time. And then he says, listen, you know, I know we just met, and you know, you can sleep in here, and I'll sleep on the couch. And she's like hitting the bed, going, no, I want you here.
Nice.
No, and she's so hot.
She was wet, baby. No, Jimmy. No dog.
I don't know. Maybe she just won me over with her hotness, but her, and maybe it's a
her attitude. It's a woman that knows what she wants.
But it could be a fake attitude because she wants to come to America. But I would have been, if I was him, I would have been sucked in. I have to admit.
Hmm.
She was very likable.
So is she here now? Do we know?
No. Just started season two, so I'll know soon.
Well, he could just ghost her and fly back to the States. That's her mistake. She did it on her turf, not his turf.
Yeah. She's sucking him in, though. She's going to, because he's going to get laid, and then it's all over.
Wow.
I mean, he'll refract for 5 minutes, and he'll be right back into her. It's just, I tell you what's worse, though. When the girl falls in love with a guy overseas, because these guys don't speak the language.
Yeah.
And they come over and it's like, what the fuck is this guy from Samoa going to do? Yeah. And she, of course, she's like, he's going to help with the baby and he's going to contribute. He hasn't contributed anything yet. It's like, who is that guy going to contribute? He barely speaks English. He doesn't know shit. He's completely.
They don't speak English in Samoa?
Well, he speaks very broken English. Oh. But he's not going to be
It's an act.
He's not going to be running Amazon anytime soon.
I got news for you. He wasn't going to anyway.
The Jamaican guy, I don't know how he'll do. She just seems to want to fuck that guy.
I know. Good for her. She's a cougar.
He said she wants to fuck 3 times a day.
Is this her?
Yeah, that's her.
This is her intro video?
She cannot stop banging this guy.
She is hot,
no, she is hot. She's 11 years older than him.
As a bartender.
Thank you.
I hate her voice already.
I'm also a mother of 2 small children.
Vocal fry.
Oh, he's going to be
a forgot about her 2 kids.
He's going to be a great dad.
But being a mom is, you know, one of the greatest gifts you
she's
can
hot.
Have.
She's really
good.
Hot.
Again?
And she nice. Works good. Out.
Whatever free time I have, I normally go and take some self-defense classes.
Again?
But it's very important to me to be a strong woman. I kind of have to be. I'm pretty much on my own.
She's pretty
so
cool.
I'm to you.
I kind of like
what are you
going
to do? Give me your money. Good.
I guess my personality is, like, I just don't put up with people.
Did I stab towards your belly?
I've been engaged twice. I left both times because I was cheated on, and I don't put up with that.
Do it again?
After my second engagement failed, it all kind of started to hit me like, hey, I've had all these bad issues with men. I'm just going to give myself time.
Yeah, why would you cheat on her?
The last couple of years, I've been, you know, on my own. I've been
content. You're in the Philippines and the other girl ghosted you?
Kind of that's true.
But they say it happens when you least expect it, and it sure did.
Yeah, she met the guy there.
I went to Jamaica with my friends and family to a big wedding. And one night we decided to go out to a bar, and that's where I met Jay.
Mm. Let's see your penis.
Yeah, she says he's hung.
Jay came up to me and started talking
to me. I believe her.
Kind of went our separate ways.
Oi.
He somehow found me on social media, and that's when we began talking a lot.
this guy's wiener is, you know.
Jay is definitely the life of the party, and he's only 20 years old. So he's very young. You know, he's 11 years younger than I am.
I know you can't wait to come and get that, babe.
But
oh, nice!
He just camera shot his midsection.
Ooh, boy, you cute. Hey.
In my past, I've been attracted to the very clean-cut, white boy kind of guys. Jay is extremely different. Six months after we began talking, I went back over to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Out of mercy.
There's just something about him, like a feeling I've never felt for anybody in my life. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to take this risk and see how it goes. We probably spent 8 days together, and then he surprised me with a proposal.
You gonna take that dick, huh?
That's his proposal.
I feel like
you gonna take that.
Someone sent Jay to me to kind of be like, hey, you've been through hell. Here's something that's really gonna bring some light to your life.
Get it up in your bag with my dick.
Jay's very attractive, so he gets attention everywhere we go. And people say that I'm crazy. You know, they say the typical Jamaican men kind of run through women.
Well, that's racist.
Going around, you know, their girlfriend's back with other women and stuff. Boy. I'm pretty sure that's how he used to be.
His dad's nickname is Skin.
Oh, she changed
but
him?
I'm hoping that he's changed his ways.
I'm rooting for her.
She's got great rack.
Jay and I decided he should move to the U.S.
Too, yeah,
so we applied for the K-1 visa.
The H1N1 visa.
Jay only has one more step for his visa to be approved. So I'm heading out to Jamaica to be there with him for his interview. I'm just super excited to get to my wedding
day. And to fuck him a bunch of times before we leave.
Because I took off on the past two engagements, so, you know, I'm a little nervous, but I'm hoping that the third time is a charm.
Yeah, boy.
He is so putted in her ass by now, isn't he?
I suspect, yes.
Come on.
God have mercy.
If I had a gun to my head and I had to guess, I would guess yes.
I don't blame
him. They're doing it three times a day. He said they pulled over to the side of the road to bang once because they couldn't wait. I know.
Good for her.
I know. I like her.
Way to go, honey.
But
I mean, she is being used by him. But.
Now, this is not me. He says that in Jamaica, you earn respect by nailing the most chicks, and his dad has maximum respect.
Huh.
He's the one that's called Skin. He looks like Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that's her. Is her friend jealous?
No, I think her friends are a little weary, a little concerned.
What?
Well, I don't know. What's this guy going to do in America? Okay, he can
banger.
Fuck.
Yeah.
He can fuck, but
well, just
you know,
don't
she's
get married
got two
to him.
Kids. And
I was going to say, what's the bad thing when he comes over?
Well, I think there's concern about what is he going to do for a living.
Oh.
I think she needs a little support.
Mm. Well, he's going to bang her.
What did he do when he was in Jamaica?
Not much. Oh. He's 20.
He banged chicks.
He banged lots of chicks, I guess. And his dad is a legendary banger.
Do you have any idea how much snatch I get whenever I want it? And you know what? Sometimes when I don't.
So maybe he worked in the tourism field?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Because, you know, she met him when she was on vacation.
I kind of got it midstream with this one. He's only 20.
Yeah.
What are they going to do when he gets sick of banging her or she gets sick of banging him? It's gonna happen.
He's gonna watch
know.
The kids.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
Oh, here's a preview of that episode when that happens.
Okay.
Let's not do it this way tonight.
Oh, it's
good this way. I know, but I just
the accent's
see
getting
your
better.
Face. Oh no, I don't like that way.
You don't like to do it face to face?
No, I don't like that way. I don't like to see the face.
That's crazy.
Look. You can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices. This is my house and I get to say.
Got it?
Sure. Sounds passionate.
They're still getting it on.
There's a 43-year-old chick with a 24-year-old guy from Russia. She has
sounds
two kids.
Like he fingered her.
And oh my God, these two argue nonstop. He's a big baby, and
why?
She's rather bossy.
Oh boy.
And he wants to have kids. She's 43.
Does he? Okay.
I know. I'm like, what the? Are you
Can
kidding
she?
Me? How does this go on? No. Well, maybe she's not
that
sure.
Chick from The Real Housewives just had a kid at 47.
She doesn't really want any more kids.
Alba, if she wants to, wait, is she here or is he?
She's here.
Oh, he's the there. Foreigner.
That's why she's 43 and he's 24, because he's the one from the other country.
So
like the 52-year-old lady that's here and the 30-year-old Nigerian in the other country. I mean, it's always there's always a horrible imbalance.
That's so wild. Could you think of any country you'd want to go, like, go to that bad that you would do that? Although, from their perspective, what a great deal.
I tell you what, they all look pretty miserable eventually.
Wait, the foreigners that come over here?
Well, they're not happy with the person, so, you know, they bolt them, they got citizenship, and they move.
Yeah, and then they find somebody more to their liking, and they live a happy, you know, long life.
Maybe. Sure. Did you see the yoga killer, the yoga studio killer?
Another incel.
Yep.
What a loser. I was watching some of his videos. You guys got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty racist.
He makes music, too.
He's regarding the racist one, Brandon, he said that when you walk around with your pants sagging, that's an invitation for sodomy because you're showing your butt.
Well, I've heard about that, like, in prison, you know. I've heard that before.
I like the way you get around the web, Brandon, and find stuff out that,
were you in prison?
That all of us wouldn't know.
I just thought I've heard that before where... In prison, if you're sagging, well,
show prep, Mark.
Wait, if you're in prison, are you just up for it anyway? Because you can't get anything else.
I just thought that maybe that was one of the indicators that you are a bottom in prison.
Really, I did not know that. Okay,
I thought I've heard. I don't
stand corrected. You and this yoga killer.
His YouTube.
Have good thoughts.
He had a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
With songs like "Locked in My Basement," which is about raping a girl. Nobody's nice. Type, which is about being an incel.
What a loser.
Fuck 'em all. Who let the fags out?
Who let the fags out?
Bring your fatwa, an American wigger.
Huh.
And
great guy.
And they've discontinued the account, although he'd had it for quite a while.
I'm glad he shot himself. That's nice of him.
He hails Elliot Rodgers, too. Elliot Rodgers, he's a hero in the incel world. That dope. That loser. I can't believe
one
this
video
has
I watched
a thing.
One video I watched once again, the guy's room was driving me nuts. Can you at least pick up your room before you do a YouTube video? He's got like a box on the nightstand.
Is the video still up?
Actually, I don't even think it's a bed. It was a futon. I probably still have it in the
Let's hear from this guy.
See if I can find it. The one I was watching was the real racist one. He doesn't even call him the N-words. He shortens it because that's all the respect they deserve.
Yeah, abbreviated.
Oh.
That's what a nice guy he is.
While you're looking for that, did you see the cop that or the teacher that hit his student?
Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of his student. Do you know he has supporters and a GoFundMe page?
The teacher
and
or the student?
Are giving him money. The teacher.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
What the
funny.
Fuck
you
is
know,
that?
You know what's funny? When I saw that story, I'm like, I wonder which way Drew's going to go on this one. Because you saw the full video where the kid was giving a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I did. And of course, the kid should be, I don't know, expelled, suspended, whatever.
Thank
I mean, the kid's full of shit.
That's all I can think of is why isn't this guy just... Leave, get him out of the room, or call somebody to get him out of the room.
You can't hit a student. I mean, it's so obvious. That's why I was amazing. I'm like, wait a second.
Of course not.
People go. Well, no, no, I agree. Like I said,
if there was one student to get hit,
if that guy Colt had hit Larissa, if I was on the jury, I would have a tough time convicting him.
You're not going to win being a teacher punching a student.
No, and he hit him hard.
But I'm not sad that he punched the guy.
Well, he's a complete asshole. And you know, what that, I think to me, that video more than anything said, look at what these people put, these teachers put up with. Look at the shit they have to deal with.
Well, and that's what I wondered. Could he not kick him out? Could he not get security to come by and get him out of there?
I just have to believe when he threw the first punch, he had to know his teaching career was over.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done.
That's a way to go out.
But I was just amazed. I still was amazed that parents supported him. I was like, what am I missing here? There's got to be something I'm missing. Because the kid called him racial slurs?
Yeah.
So that turned, hitting a child was not trumped by, or was trumped by racial slurs to those people?
Wait, so you're saying that in their mind?
Yeah, racial slurs trump hitting a student.
I guess in their mind.
Because,
wow.
Yeah, he smokes his kid.
Hey, let's give the kid some credit for staying standing. He didn't knock him down.
He didn't knock that kid down.
The guy keeps hitting him.
kids. I mean, it's
amazing. Yeah, Punk got some punches in, too.
Teacher under fire tonight, accused of fighting a student in band class.
Wow, that's a brawl, too.
I don't know students if I'd want to fight that teacher. He's pretty big, dude.
Dress code escalated into a fight.
I think it was both of their faults, like the teacher and the student. I was scared for the kid and probably for the teacher, too.
The video shows
pause
the
for one second. Here's what I hate about this story. Is that
they're both assholes.
The kid gets sympathy, like, oh, the poor kid. And the kid is a fucking dick. Yeah. He's an absolute asshole. And now he's going to get $1 million settlement or something and think that, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. Look, that all worked out pretty good.
But the teacher can't punch him.
No, he can't punch him.
I'm kind of glad that he did.
But I still was, I know.
It's terrible.
It's really hard.
But you can't punch a kid.
He is a total, you know, and so many people said, too, you didn't see the rest of it. You got to see the beginning of it. And I'm like,
He does throw something at him.
But you don't hit.
But he's not getting ready to hit him. He's just standing there talking shit to him. That was quite a punch. God.
Oh, wow.
The teacher, and that's, you know, something I think a lot, maybe some of these supporters are saying, everybody has a limit. He snapped. I can understand why he snapped.
If you're that short tempered and you're gonna snap, don't be a fucking teacher then.
Well, I was kind of wondering what the teacher's background was. I will admit,
he threw the basketball at him. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't throw it in his face or anything.
Why couldn't he get him out of there? They were arguing for a long time.
It's just interesting though.
Remove yourself from a situation like that if you're a teacher and you feel like you're gonna snap.
Well, he just smoked it. He could have killed him with that punch. That kid could have fallen down and hit his head.
Well, better yet, why didn't he just say 3 o'clock after school?
Courtyard. Reach outside.
Yeah. Do it like how the kids settle things.
I guess what's weird about it to me, when they were talking about it in Good Morning America, they said, and there's support for the teacher. It's like, wow, that's really part of the story? And they showed
that. He's always supported, you know that.
Well, but not usually a teacher hitting a student.
There's people that he knows. They probably know him. That guy.
Well, maybe they do. He's got like, I don't think he had like $13,000 in a GoFundMe for his defense. Yeah. But I mean, if you see somebody like, I'm just trying to think of that girl that was arrested on the beach because she wouldn't give her ID and she fought back and she spit on the cop and the cop hit her a couple times. People are like, oh my God! Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a criminal that refuses to be cuffed. And it's like, my feeling is when you don't obey a police officer, not God help you, but, you know, you're going to suffer consequences. They are going to cuff you. End of story. Whatever they have to do. And you're a jackass if you don't just put your hands behind your back. But people will go, oh, my God, you see what he did. But the teacher, that's why I was surprised he got support, because it just seems like there's so much concern for any kind of. And probably it's just cops. People hate cops, and so they always want to say they did the wrong thing. But, I mean, they're in a bitch of a position, too. I felt bad. I did feel bad for the teacher. And, you know, you talk to some people, too, who teach in certain areas, and they'll go, oh, my God. It's not what I thought I was getting into. No, you can't get. I don't know. I think you just got to get
out of it.
I have
breaking Pete Davidson news.
Oh, no.
Oh.
TMZ has talked to Crenshaw.
Yes.
And he does not need an apology.
Well, see? He did. He took the steam out of it.
That's what it says. But he's not happy with it. So.
Well, he should get an
apology.
He
should. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's too bad most people don't act like that.
Do you want to see this loser, this incel losers video?
Yeah, or I'll watch it. I mean,
his room.
I'm curious. Let me put my glasses.
The open, too, of his. He needs some editing software. Because he obviously hits record and then just gets in front.
Okay. Hopefully this will be clear enough as well.
Brandon, do you want to pull it up over there?
I couldn't find it.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah.
And type his. Do you know how to spell his stupid name?
I do.
And then add a 1 after it.
Oh, okay.
Somebody just took his video and put it up there, but he doesn't have the other ones.
But no SNL apology. No. I would think SNL would apologize, actually, especially because he was so cool about it.
Make it
seems
one
like
word.
It's even more reason to apologize.
Take out the space. No, the other space.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There he is.
By the way, a real quick serious issue Shayla thought on him. This guy duck faces in every picture.
Oh, he does.
Now, here's the funny thing. They even have a picture of him when he's a kid. And look at this duck. He's even duck facing here.
What?
Oh, what a loser.
Oh, my God. All right. The inside.
Look at that room.
Loser.
Hopefully this will be clear enough as
Come
well.
Come on, your house sucks.
I know how he feels.
I'd like to talk now a little bit about...
And he's a military veteran as well, right?
The five indications of the American NIG. To me, it's only worth one syllable. I'm not going to use...
Well, thank God you make all the rules.
Code, I'm not going to say thug. NIG. Now...
This is a YouTube video? And their algorithm doesn't do anything with that.
No.
Oh, good.
That there are... black people.
It's okay. He doesn't like white trash people either. Honestly, Drew, this guy doesn't like anybody that's not him.
People, but I hate niggas. Well, I don't love them. I mean, that's...
Pause for a second. What do you guys think about social media platforms? Don't they have a little more responsibility than to have this asshole on there for endless months?
Yes, but only because it's good business.
Well, I understand it's good business, but...
Do I think the government should go after
them? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they would have you believe that, oh, well, we're working on an algorithm for that. Or, yeah, we're taking down things that are offensive. We have a line. We do. And it's bullshit. There's so much shit on there.
Well, that's what they should say. There's just too much shit for us to pull off. We can't deal with it.
I know if they admitted it, I'd be fine with it, but... When I get pissed off is when I see how they replace people with algorithms, and then it seems the algorithms just don't work, and there doesn't seem to be anybody doing anything about it. It's sort of like, how do you pay college football? No, it's your platform. Don't they have any responsibility for what they publish?
But there's certain sites like Gab, for example, that one turd was on, mm-hmm. Gab. That guy who owns that site says that he doesn't want any restrictions because of free speech. So no matter what anybody says.
Okay, then it's up to the larger platform to say anybody that puts him on a platform.
And that's what happened because it's bad business. GoDaddy said, bye-bye, we're not hosting your site anymore.
But he found a new host.
That's fine. Keep looking because it's going to be bad business for that host too. That's free market taking care of stuff.
Assholes find each other and all of a sudden they think, hey, I'm emboldened because there's so many assholes just like me. I don't know. I think social media is generally
That's the internet, though.
It's here to say, no, I know you're not going to fix it, but I just feel like these people could do a little better.
The big ones can,
a little.
Twitter, Facebook.
They're making, Amazon made $178 billion last year. They really can't provide maybe just a few, maybe a couple tens of thousands of people they could employ who could maybe find a way to have some oversight, just some. At least a little.
That's a good question. I wonder if Amazon hosts, Amazon Web Services. I wonder if they host any of these, sites.
Yeah. All of these platforms are making, they're just making money hand over fist. One of the reasons they make money is because they don't employ anybody.
Yeah.
They use algorithms. It's right. Hey, discover an algorithm. Hey, man, we're done.
Buy
Fang
stocks.
The algorithms don't work. They don't work very well. So anyway, I don't know. Just a side point.
Everybody's born some way, somewhere. You can't condemn someone or despise someone for how they're born. You have no control over that. But I can, but like Chris Rock, I despise NIGs, but for different reasons. What? His was based on, I guess, criminality. What I can despise is actions and behavior. And
this guy is so smart.
That you have control over. And if you want to know why it is that so many
people
despise you, I'll lay it out.
No one is wondering.
Correct. One, I see dreadlocks as the black man's mullet. For those of you who don't know what
Wait, so you don't like mullets either? What's wrong with you?
You don't really see them anymore because they looked ridiculous. A lot of
if you don't look like him, he hates you.
In mid-80s, late-80s, and at some point, I think pretty much at the same moment, Americans just looked at each other and said, you look ridiculous.
Needs a haircut!
Let's go to the barber. Let's get a haircut. I'd like to think that one day the day will come where your typical nig will look at each other and say, I don't know what the meaning, the
idiot, those are just called trends,
the motivation, but at some point they'll say, you look ridiculous. At what point did Milli Vanilli become back into vogue? I don't know.
What they
seen the only guy that really cares about that.
And now this is somehow in vogue and chic. It's
he's mad at black people wearing dreads.
Is Billy Vanilli back?
Well, no, because black people are wearing dreads now, and he doesn't like it.
Oh, the hell cares?
Exactly.
What another person has for their hairdo.
Nobody cares.
To still remain an NFL fan. I've been an NFL fan since I was 17.
Good for you.
But
get that box off your nightstand.
How many views does this dick have?
I mean, it just doesn't
well, this
make
is someone that copied
there,
it.
There's
so.
A societal pressure.
Yeah, so there's 14,000 views.
Oh, so he's getting them now.
Yeah. Because people want to know who the hell was this turd sandwich.
Did you get an incel
no
world?
Societal pressure on
you. Not on this one. That's on the one that's titled, which I can't find, so I know somebody who's better with the internet than I am. Plight of the Adolescent Male. That was that. That was titled.
Why you would go out of your way to...
So he said, I'd like to send a message now to the adolescent males that are in the position, the situation, the disposition of Elliot Rodger of not getting any, no love, no nothing. This endless wasteland that breeds this longing and this frustration. That was me, certainly, as an adolescent.
Hey, we all go through dry spells, man.
Yeah, we don't walk into a hot yoga and kill people. That one girl was so pretty, too. Did you hear Dad's comment?
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
Fucking, ugh.
Killed
a doctor.
Maybe I'm being overly judgy here, but with younger people now, do you find, and maybe this is social media too, I'm not trying to go on a social media rant, but do younger people with, you know, growing up with the internet, do they think they're entitled to someone hotter than they probably are?
Huh.
I mean, it's ironic in that we're just watching this show where these people actually think they belong with someone. You know, I'm a 4 and a 9 is in love with me. It's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. And it's not going to work.
It's an interesting question. I don't know. I think they're definitely being set up for disappointment because everybody puts their best picture on the internet. And, you know, their profile picture is always this great photo. We need to start bringing back the worst photos of everybody.
Well, it's really...
I'm going to start a platform where your driver's license photo is your photo.
It should
that's
be.
All you can, well, that's all you can do.
You see driver's license photos now hit the mainstream media all the time. Like that's the quickest way to find a picture. So you normally see...
Khloe Kardashian took a lighting person in for her driver's license photo.
Really?
Yeah. You can actually take a second picture. I found that out last time I was there. Because
you know how many I took?
How many? Three? What was wrong with your picture?
I didn't know I had to get a whole picture, and so I like didn't shave, and my hair was all long. I just look like a bigger, fatter slob than I usually am.
Here, check this out, Drew.
It's your license photo.
I know, which means I have to. It's probably the photo I look of myself at the most.
Those are all my pictures there. Oh, you already broke
I just
my
knocked
phone?
It off. Sorry.
What'd you do?
Speaking of breaking phones, for the first time in my life, I have a cracked screen. I'm very, very sad. Feel like trash.
Oh, Brandon, you have a license photo face.
Basically, I found all my old license photos and I just kind of put them all next to each other and snapped a picture. And it's crazy because...
Wait, you kept all your license?
I don't know why. Hmm. But yeah, I look really weird.
You make the same face in every picture. Wait,
duck face?
That's not you.
Yeah, that was my fake ID in high school.
You don't look anything like that, dude.
I know. It also said he was like 6'3". I'm like 5'10".
You had a license when you were that guy?
Well, no. Well, I had his driver's license.
Oh, that's someone else?
No, that's me right there. Yeah.
But you don't look 16 there. Oh, my God. I would never give you a license.
Yeah.
I would demand a birth certificate.
I'm not. I'll post this picture.
You want to hear more about this loser, by the way?
The yoga studio killer?
Murderer. They mentioned about how many followers you did have on YouTube. You mentioned the songs, right?
Yeah.
One video is the rebirth of misogynism. He said women were capable of treachery and lying. Yeah, all people are. Oh, he's assaulted plenty of women, too, before this. He just...
He was grabbing them.
He grabs their asses, and
he's entitled to it. Shortly before the Friday shooting, he uploaded one song called Fuck 'Em All with the lyrics... To hell with the boss, I won't get off my back. To hell with the girl, I can't get in the sack. It's a catchy tune.
In going on...
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
In going on Reddit, and when that incel thing was exposed, I think it was after the guy, after Elliot Rodger, and there were all kinds of platforms that had incel groups meeting. Mm-hmm. it seemed like it was mostly younger guys who, for whatever reason,
they think they're entitled to pussy.
I suspected, and when we saw the guy in Vice, wasn't he in Vice or something?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I really got the impression that no one was good enough for these guys because they weren't horrible looking people. There was nothing, you know. Elliot Rodger is a putz.
You're right. They have incredibly high standards that they want a woman to have that they think they're entitled to.
And that's sort of what I was
so
saying.
Warped.
Because you do see, and it was on the heels of watching this show, 90 Day Fiancé, but I don't know. I just wondered if that was commonplace because of all the hullabaloo. You know, people are so appearance-oriented. I just wonder if there was a pile of younger people who think they are entitled, and all the webcams and... Maybe they just think, well, I should have someone like that.
Yeah, they want someone that thinks they're wonderful and as great and wonderful as they think they are.
Yeah, maybe they get a lot of likes for their pictures.
And really, you got to find somebody that just will tolerate all the bad things about you.
Pretty much.
A YouTube spokesperson told BuzzFeed News that the account of his had how many subscribers do you guys think he had?
Oh,
he had three, I think.
Yeah, he had three subscribers and 17 videos uploaded in 2014. None of the videos had been previously flagged because no one's watching them.
Right.
Well, but you.
So
think,
I mean, that's kind of like a tree falling in the forest.
I thought the algorithm flagged the language or.
No, I guess not. I
mean, well, then the algorithm doesn't do anything. So somebody watching
say something. It catches you if you're using copyrighted material.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because money's involved.
That's more important.
Money's involved then. Because of multiple violations. Okay, so that's. I guess that's pretty much it. In one video, he said that he resented having to subsidize as a taxpayer, quote, the casual sex life of slutty girls through the Affordable Care Act's contraception provisions. Does this guy want to go knock up chicks? Why do incels hate slutty girls? That's what you would think. They would want more slutty girls.
Well, they want to call all girls slutty because they sleep with people other than them.
Right.
That but encourage it, and then maybe you'll fall in one of them. I don't get their thinking.
I really think what it is no one's good enough for them. The girls, I mean, this guy, you know, you look at him and go, well, surely he could meet someone. It's not going to be Kim Kardashian, but I suspect that's his problem. He thinks he's entitled to something he's not entitled to.
In a punk song he made called Don't Shame, he sang of walking into a girl's locker room and going on an ass-grabbing rampage of underage girls. Cool.
Yeah, they had some actual stories about some girl who was sitting out, and he offered to put oil on her ass or something, and she said, no, thank you. And so he went and squeezed her ass anyway.
He was not supposed to be on the campus of Florida State.
Yeah, and he worked there.
Wow. Cool guy.
I know.
He told a young woman in 2016 when he was laying out at the pool in an apartment complex in Tallahassee that she had, quote, a nice butt, according to a police report.
Hey.
That's the one he offered to put sunscreen on her butt.
She told him, great ass!
No, thank you. I do not need it. He then asked her name and said it was nice to meet her. He then slapped her butt, grabbed it.
And this was a podcast.
And then shocked it. No, I wanted to read girl. The... He shocked her? Gave her the shocker?
What? Wait, shocked her?
See, you make fun of me for not listening to the podcast. I'm reading the rest of it.
I didn't see that part of the story.
Slapped her butt and grabbed it. And then, maybe it's supposed to be shook it, but he misspelled it.
Oh.
Should be better if he was checking her oil.
I want to mention a guy named Brandon Lyons, who's from here, and he was at a bachelor party at Bazookie's.
Oh, God, yeah.
And just got the shit beat out of him, and his brain's bleeding, and, you know, half his skull's been removed because it's swelling, and he was engaged. It was a bachelor party. And do we have any idea what happened to this guy? They said he went to the men's room,
bathroom.
He never came back.
Went to the bathroom, and the rest of the guys, I believe they were looking to leave, and so they all jumped on the party bus. They couldn't find him, so they kept calling his cell phone. They went in, they looked, they couldn't find him. No one's answering the phone. And then finally, somebody answered the phone, and it was a police officer in the alley, and he said, we have your friend. We're calling an ambulance. And so he was somehow tossed into the back alley.
He's in a coma. He's been in a coma for a few days, and his fiance, I guess, said that they think in a year or two,
yeah,
he'll be. He can rehab. It's just the worst story. Anyways, a GoFundMe for him.
Oh, good.
I don't know what the... Can you find the title for that, Brandon?
Mm-hmm. And it'll definitely be linked in the show notes today.
Okay, cool.
Strip clubs have cameras.
Yeah, I you know, everyone's acting like, oh, we have no idea what happened. I guess that's the...
Bullshit.
That's the problem right now. Wait, they have no idea.
Not only do strip clubs have cameras, but isn't the casino parking lot right next to it? And the casino, and Dan Gilbert has his security cameras. There's got to be cameras galore around.
Yeah,
there.
I would think so. Yeah,
I mean, maybe not in an alley.
Well, it sounds to me like it maybe didn't happen outside, or you know, maybe behind Bazooki Lounge.
They have cameras.
I don't know. I would think they would have gone that route already because it's been a while.
The GoFundMe is called Brandon's Battle, and right now it does. It's about halfway through its goal.
What's the goal?
That's a nice picture.
12,000.
Wow, there you go.
I felt like Trump there. Look at that picture. This is a nice picture of him and her.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
It's a picture of him and I assume is his girlfriend or wife. Yeah.
Fiance. Yeah, he looks familiar for some reason.
He does.
Wow, who's he look like? I know this guy.
Well, here his beard's a little longer here, so I'm not sure.
What's that hat for? What's that bee?
It looks like a bee, yeah.
Austin? Huh? Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
Wow, what a bummer. Well, what to say, just...
He's 30.
Yeah.
She's 21.
Wasn't the thought that he had gotten into a fight with the bouncers, or...
That's kind
of that a
you
conspiracy
know,
theory.
No, that sounds like a working, legitimate theory.
The story was on Fox 2, and somebody sent me a summary, and it really they did kind of imply that maybe it was a bouncer.
Well, who else? Would
nobody
it be?
Is apparently no one knows anything. He just was found in terrible shape, and no one saw anything. No one did anything. It's like
it's fucked up.
The mystery man, the ghost. A ghost did it. Also, on a local note, the book Cadillac strike is over.
Yeah, what'd they get?
I don't know. They're going to tell us, I guess. But what was interesting to see that the book Cadillac, which is booked, I guess about 90%, their bookings were down to about 30%. Nobody was staying there because they had all replacement workers.
Well, were they not staying there because they didn't have any help?
I don't know.
Were they not fulfilling the space?
It may be that they didn't have enough people run the place.
Yeah.
Elton John rebooked. He was supposed to stay there.
What?
He rebooked. Well.
Where did he stay?
Probably needs quite a bit of staff. I don't know. They didn't say. But they did point out that.
Right, he didn't stay at the foundation until that much.
This is a part of the story I didn't understand. I wonder if this is accurate. They said that the book Cadillac made more profit than the Renaissance, which paid people $2 to $3 more an hour. So, I would think you'd rather work at the Detroit Renaissance.
Yeah.
I stayed there once.
Although they supposedly make less money. But who, you know, I never know who to believe in these stories. Anyway, they did get something. They were happy, I guess, and they're going back to work.
Cool. All right.
Did you see Alyssa Milano was here campaigning for Gretchen Whitmer?
Yes.
What
Which
the hell?
I don't think that helps.
I don't think it helps either.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Once again, who's walking around going, oh, what is... Who does Alyssa Milano think I should vote for?
If I think of Melissa Milano, I think of her at the
Kavanaugh
hearings,
yeah.
Acting
That's
like
when
a
she's
complete
done.
Nutcase.
That is when she is over. That's when she jumped the shark.
Well, it seems like nowadays that maybe being that, if you're at the top of the list, maybe that's being something too. Maybe they paid her to come here. I don't know.
And that's just dumb.
It seems dumb to me.
Well,
look at Colin Kaepernick. He's made a career off of kneeling from the national anthem. He's making a lot of money from Nike.
Well, he was getting paid. That deal was before he left. They just decided to keep paying him.
But didn't they give him a bigger deal?
I don't know about that, but they never...
I thought he had multiple offers.
That's what's funny about that. People are like, oh, Nike bringing him on board. It's like, no, you know what? They had a deal with him, and they wanted to cut him loose because of it, and their PR was like... No, we can't cut them loose right now. Let's hang on to it. I think it was a multi-year deal from before.
They were talking about a lot of money. So I didn't know if they re-upped him. Because they said other,
I would think
other people wanted him.
Yeah.
It was like a bidding war.
Yeah.
But maybe that was...
Which is probably why they hung on to him, not for any kind of altruistic reasons. It's because they knew it was a good marketing campaign. Speaking of people stumping, the New York Times had an article about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Did you see that at all?
No, I don't think I did.
Let's see if I can find it. But it's all about how nobody wants Bill on the stump forum.
Oh, I wouldn't think. Yeah, everybody's out there. I can't wait.
I got to tell you, though.
So midterms are over.
I disagree. I think the Democrats should have him out there.
Well, Bill, I think, is worthwhile.
But they don't want to have him out there, obviously, because of the whole Monica Lewinsky Me Too thing. And so the people on the far left will be mad about it. But
when Bill could finesse it.
Don't you think most people wouldn't care anymore? I mean, they didn't care about.
I don't know.
Care about
Bill Clinton is a good speaker, and he'll drive it home, I would think.
But that's
Hillary Clinton, not so much.
Oh no, fuck her. She needs to just disappear. But Bill is a very successful president who had a very successful economy, who was a total creep.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
Yes.
Bill Clinton had a 70% approval rating.
But don't you think that's dumb?
Monica Lewinsky was going on.
Don't you think that's dumb of them to be scared of that? Because
yeah, I think it is. She didn't use him either.
Because Trump, he's not going to not. People will have him stump for him if they want him, regardless of any of his past. In other words, if just instead of being pussies about it, just say, yeah, that happened. Next.
Let me see what the human doorbell.
Well, hand me the story back.
The doggy doorbell.
Ooh, yeah, there's a commotion. There's a commotion. In the meantime, though, because Alyssa Milano had come here and stumped for Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah. I now know that I have to vote. Because
good. Right, way to fit this in, Brandon.
Yeah, because she's here
telling
me.
Very professionally broadcaster of you.
She's telling me that I need to vote, and I didn't know that I needed to, so I'm glad that we have people like her and other celebrities telling us to.
On November 6th, there's an election.
You might be thinking,
wow, a new president already?
No.
This is not a presidential election.
It's the midterms. Senators, congresspeople,
governors,
local officials.
All Americans are asking themselves
the same questions.
Should I vote?
How will I know that I should vote?
If celebrities don't tell me to.
Does Emma Stone think I should vote?
What about John Krasinski?
Have you guys seen A Quiet Place? Yes, but that isn't what this is about right now. It's about celebrities.
Telling regular Americans that they have to vote.
Many normal Americans like us don't know what we should do until celebrities tell us what to do.
Should I moisturize?
Jennifer Aniston says you should.
That's a yes. But should we vote?
Some people are calling this the most important election of our lives.
But they aren't famous.
Chris Tucker.
Lady Gaga.
Kendrick Lamar.
Will Smith.
Should I vote?
Ethel Merman.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Angela Bassett.
Kylie Jenner's baby.
Bruno Mars.
Alyssa Milano.
Cast of Riverdale.
Your silence is deafening.
Pretty funny. It is really annoying to see people tell you to vote.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know.
I thought that SNL joke was really funny about Oprah. And who's the Georgia? Is it Stacey Abrams?
Yeah.
About how excited that woman was. She thought she was getting a card, not a pamphlet, to vote for Stacey Abrams.
I know. It's such a stunt. Come on. Everyone knows it's a stunt. But I guess Oprah will always make good TV.
Yeah, if it gets eyeballs, I suppose.
So, yeah, Clinton's just doing a few fundraisers to benefit Mike Espy's campaign.
Which Espy worked for him. What's interesting about that, Espy is, I think, running in Missouri or Mississippi, not in Arkansas, but somewhere in the South. And the fundraiser was in New York City. Because he wouldn't dare step foot in the South, and that's kind of the whole point of the story.
I just don't agree that Bill Clinton can't be good. Bill Clinton is still Bill Clinton. Yeah, he's tarnished, but he's still Bill Clinton. I mean, who isn't tarnished?
Well, they're so scared of that crybaby side of the party that they won't have the balls to put, you know, one of their most successful politicians out there.
Well, it's interesting they're not afraid of Bill Clinton, but they'll let any Hollywood person that people can't stand campaign for anybody. Or Barbara Streisand. Who likes Barbara Streisand besides Maz?
Oh my God. Have you heard her new song?
No, I haven't. Oh, is it maybe it may not be a new song because I did hear a song. Wait, isn't it like No Trump or something? Or I heard a song by her. This is a while ago, though. It was terrible. TMZ was playing it, I think.
Don't Lie to Me. Maybe that's
yeah.
it.
Don't Lie to Me. That's it.
It's so bad, regardless of the subject matter. She's so, not auto-tuned, but processed. You know where they showed a clip of it? There's an actual video of it, but Bill Maher had her on.
Oh, here it is.
And he introduced the clip, and I watched the clip, laughed, and then turned it off, because I don't fucking want to hear her talk.
Was Bill Maher making fun of it?
No, of course not. Which is why I turned it off.
What is going on with Bill Maher?
I don't know. You know what? I never thought he was terribly funny. I know you and I've talked about
this.
I
know you think he's funny. I think he's very funny.
And his humor never did much for me. I just like the format of the show to hear people talk.
Well, he's driving me the opposite. If he does new rules or something, I laugh.
Those are funny. I think his monologue is kind of silly and not funny. But I like hearing different people's opinions, mix it up. But lately, it's not that at all. And he had an interview. Well, he had Barbara Streisand this time. He had an interview with Stormy Daniels.
Omarosa.
He was kissing Omarosa's ass. It's like, now, wait a second, man. You would have been all over her before. But because she worked in the Trump administration and then shit on him, now you're done with
her? It's like Michael Cohen now is the most quotable guy, as if he's a good source for information.
No, but I do think he's a little different in that he always worked for him.
Yeah, but he's saying that Trump made racist statements, and he defended him and said he was not a racist in Twitter, 6 months ago, and all of a sudden, they can't stop quoting him. So Streisand was on Maher.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hey, don't lie to her.
Does that play with Mars?
Did you see what they did there?
Does the politically correct crowd really want to see Barbara Streisand on there?
Video is so powerful. Yeah.
They do?
They cheered her.
Well, they're not going to boo her, but...
who wants to hear this?
I don't know.
Do her fans want to hear this?
They probably do. But that's just a real super loyal, small niche.
Don't lie to me.
Do you think Tom likes it?
That's a powerful song. Yeah, we should play it for Maz. He probably loves it.
No, he won't. He won't like it because it's political. Yeah. No matter what side it's on, just because it is political, he wouldn't like it. That's what I like about Tom.
All right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here?
Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me.
Did you see the Chili Peppers play at Chad's school?
At Chad's?
Chad Smith is...
His high school?
No, his kids' school. They played at 9:30 in the morning at a talent show.
Oh, my God.
On
really?
Halloween. It was fucking hilarious. It was awesome.
What'd they play? What songs?
They played Don't Stop, which is one of my favorite Chili Peppers songs. But, of course, they're dancing like maniacs up there.
It's funny.
I think it's an elementary school.
They seem relatively ageless to me. I saw Anthony yelling at the people in the fight at the Lakers game.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're having a blast.
And they were all over that Bob and the Monster documentary, which was about 6 or 7 years old. But, God, Anthony Kiedis does not look his age at all, nor act it.
It's on YouTube under Great Pumpkin Day 2018. The Red Hot Chili Peppers perform.
All righty.
We'll play it after the outro.
I was thinking tomorrow is Maz Day. Trudy's here tomorrow. Yep. Maz Day is Tuesday we record, and then Trudy's here the rest of the week. And I'm not sure what we have cooking this week, to be honest. Still recovering from Mike Clark, I swear. It seems like 2 weeks just went by, and I had no idea what was going on.
I think we need a vacation.
Yeah, I would agree.
When? I don't know when.
Doesn't matter. Sometime soon, honestly. I'm burning out, man!
We'll be fine.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. I'm trying to think, like us on Facebook. Why don't you do that? And rate us on Facebook. And rate us on iTunes, please.
more.